The Jerry Fox Show.
It's going down.
Sirius 106 XM 149.
Sirius XM, The Fox Show.
Music, entertainment.
Sirius 106 XM 149.
And on the Sirius XM Android app.
Big time movie star, recurring artist,
very funny comedian Jamie Foxx is on his way out.
Hey, anybody want some of this?
Jamie Foxx is one of the baddest.
His brother can't never give you your full problem.
I told Jamie he was going to be famous.
Jamie Foxx, you could act.
Jamie Foxx, he's got the voice, he's got the looks, he's got everything. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We like to party. Who likes to party?
Bless the Lord.
Oscar-winning dramatic actor.
We've been blessed with the opportunities to have a drama lane.
Comedian with hits on the big and small screen.
It's hard to believe the guy on the screen is the same goofball I see at the comic book.
I'm the innovator and the motivator, the originator of this stuff.
And a chart-topping sexy singer.
May I say it, baby, you have the voice of an angel.
Oscar-winning actor, he's a multi-platinum recording artist.
Grammy-nominated singer, a critic, and a comic.
So you're just taking over show business, apparently, huh?
You know, I'm doing my best.
And the Oscar goes to...
Jamie Foxx!
Jamie Foxx!
Please welcome Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
The next president of the United States, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, say that one more time.
Once again, Jamie Foxx. Comedy legend, Jamie Foxx.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Yo, what? Wait, yo, we're back.
Oh.
We're here. It's Friday the Fox.
Oh,
shit. Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
we need better interns.
Shout out to the producers.
I mean, producers.
Welcome to the Foxhole. Yeah, it's our new theme song.
None of us knows the words, though.
Johnny Mac, can you hand me my house shoes?
Where my loafs at?
I need my corduroy. Here's a little something about a brother like me. Never should have been let out the penitentiary.
DMX.
Ice Cube would like to say that I'm a crazy motherfucker from around the way.
Shouts out to Rising
Clippers. Since I was a youth, I smoked weed out. Now I'm a motherfucker that you read about. Taking a life or two, that's what the hell I do.
You don't like the Foxhole,
it's sticks only. You. Gang, and I'm in it, man. I don't mess with me. Here in a minute with the right, left, right, left, right. You mother, you suck a god darn, they brute.
Nigga, you sound like NWA's accountant.
Oh my God.
Yo, cut it.
Too busy saying,
I'd like
saying,
to thank
yeah.
Louis Bitch for fucking up our intro.
But it was funny to see him try to. No, it was
he's
hilarious.
Not in NWA, he's in CPA.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's terrible.
CPA.
You don't know a CPA? He, no. Of course he doesn't. Public. He didn't come for that.
He's never had a CPA. Yo, do a quick roll call here at the Foxhole Series 106 XM 149. Who we got in the house?
My name's Chris Spencer.
That's it?
Spencer.
I ain't got no nicknames.
Spencer.
42, two kids.
Spencer.
I just came because my wife is home right now.
Sure. She made you wear that bright, bright shirt.
Wow.
Okay. You don't fuck up the intro and the song.
I'm trying to say
over here, we got my girl, 10 grand.
It's C. Murder.
Claudia Jordan.
What? Yeah. Hi. That's my real name, Claudia Jordan. Hi, everybody.
Sure. That's good. Great energy.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Came right in and C. Murder. We can get the real name.
Well, Claudia Jordan.
There you go.
I say that, then you say you want the other one. I say, you know, always want what
you look great.
Thank you.
I love the spot because you always, always look nice.
And the cat didn't make it. The cat was put to sleep Tuesday night.
I was going to say, pass me the soap.
Well, Louis, you should have came with me because that could have been the first time you actually killed the pussy.
Let the cat get away. She ran
the
cat's hair.
Wow. Kill the pussy.
Over here, we got my man, 10 grand.
Happy Foxhole Friday to you, Johnny Mac. And C Murder. TDP, Mr. 123 Knox.
Baby. I love that song. We was on the bus. We was going to Vegas.
Oh, my
you
God.
Did that?
Sir.
Great time. And until Claudia got mad and.
So, I got mad?
Yeah, you was mad at the other girl that got on. We get to that later.
She took a Viking in.
Yeah.
Well, he's mad at the other
person. She fucked a Viking. One of the two. Over here, my man, 10 grand to 16, 17 years.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Speedy. Want to say what's happening to the big girls out there.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
Yes,
is it politically correct to call them big girls?
Yes,
I don't
it
think
is
we should be able to call. I don't
you don't
think,
call them fat.
I think that's an insult. To call them big girls.
You call them drive-through queens.
Oh, she got them out today. My girl.
Bitties in your mouth.
OG poetess.
Rehab every day. How's the rehab thing going?
Forget about it. What's up, Louis Dix?
You quit?
How you quit?
I'm working rehab on it.
You quit. You working on quitting, or you working on?
You got to commit to either quit or just be a weed head.
No, this one, I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, this is how I go to weed bags on the table. She's like, no.
I think I can.
When you know, I had people in SAC come up talking about bonus. I got that purple. You know, I turned it down.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You don't really know what somebody else might have on it. And over here, we got the most hated man in radio.
That's not true. It's Louis Dix. You all know you
got Dix in your mouth.
I told y'all, that's nasty. That sounds like I do that. No, I don't do that.
You do that.
I don't do that. I don't I like fish sticks.
I was going to say, you don't eat fish sticks.
I eat fish sticks.
But you don't swallow them.
No, I don't eat the fish. No, I eat fish sticks.
You ever put a fish stick in your mouth?
No, don't go there. I don't. I've never put a fish that in my mouth.
You put a fish stick, but you just don't swallow.
So you like the fish is batter, but you just don't like it in your mouth.
So you like the tartar sauce.
Obviously, I'm not going to win this, but fish sticks.
Fish sticks in your mouth.
Y'all heard about this whole Dr. Laura thing.
What?
Now she's quitting her show. She's not going to come back after, she's not going to be re-signed.
Good.
And she was really upset about what went down. And they say that there was another caller waiting on the line after Jade.
What?
First name Johnny.
Uh-huh.
Last name Mac.
Uh-huh.
Middle name Motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
I heard this black ass nigga had a bone to pick with her. And
uh-huh.
His name is Johnny Motherfucking Mac.
Well, you know what? I'm going to just jump right into it. We're just going to jump right into the topic.
Yeah.
And it's going to sound really weird.
877.
Can we play the clip again? Do we need to play the clip again?
I don't really have
Do we need to play that again? I don't think she should have. Let's play the clip again.
I am black. And
pay attention to the end of the clip. The end.
All
the
way
to
we've the been end. Around some of his friends and family members who start make racist comments as if I'm not there or if I'm not black. And my husband ignores those comments, and it hurts my feelings. And then he just acts like he
Can you give me an example of a racist comment? Because sometimes people are hypersensitive. So tell me give me two good examples of racist comments.
Okay, last night, good example. We had a neighbor come over, and this neighbor, every time he comes over, it's always a black comment. It's, oh, well, how do you black people like doing this, and do black people really like doing that? And for a long time, I would ignore it. But last night, I got to the point
I don't think that's racist.
The stereotype.
I don't think that's racist. No, I think I think that's, well, listen, without giving much thought, a lot of blacks voted for Obama simply because he was half black.
No.
Didn't matter what he was going to do in office, it was a black thing.
Wow.
You got to know that. That's not a surprise. Not everything that somebody says. We had friends over the other day, got about 35 people here. The guys were going to start playing basketball. I was going to go out and play basketball. My bodyguard and my dear friend is a black man. And I said, white men can't jump. I want you on my team. That was racist?
Yeah.
That was funny.
How about the N-word, though? The N-word's been thrown around.
Black guys use it all the time. Turn on HBO, listen to a black comic, and all you hear is nigger, nigger, nigger. I don't get it. If anybody without enough melanin says it, it's a horrible thing. But when black people say it, it's affectionate. It's very confusing. Dolores Lessing, you're talking to Jade. What did you think about during the break, by the way?
I was a little caught back by the N-word that you spewed out, I have to be honest with you. But my point is race relations.
Oh, then I guess you don't watch HBO or listen to any black comedians.
But that doesn't make it right. I mean, race is a big
My
thing
dear... My
Obama's
dear,
been
the point I am trying to make
to another level that's unacceptable.
Yeah, we got a black man as president, and we have more complaining about racism than ever. I mean, I think that's hilarious.
But I think honestly, because there's more white people afraid of a black man taking over the nation.
They're afraid.
If you want to be honest about it,
dear. They voted him in. Only 12% of the population's black. Whites voted him in.
It was the younger generation that did it. It wasn't the older white people who did it.
Okay. All right. All right, chip on your shoulder. I can't do much about that. Yeah, I think you have too much sensitivity and not enough sense of humor. Well, it depends how it's said.
Is it okay to say that word? Is it ever okay to say that word?
It depends how it's said. Black guys talking to each other seem to think it's okay.
But you're not black. They're not black.
Oh, I see. So a word is restricted to race. Got it. Can't do much about that.
I can't believe someone like you is on the radio spewing out the nigger word, and I hope everybody
I didn't
heard it.
Spew out the nigger word.
Nigger, nigger, nigger.
And right. I said that's what you hear.
Heard it.
Yes, they did.
I hope everybody heard it. So what
they did, and I'll say it again. Nigger, nigger, nigger is what you hear on HBO. Why don't you let me finish a sentence?
Okay.
Don't take things out of context. Don't double NAACP
native, but
leave them in context.
What it means, and I know it came from a white person, and I know the white person made
all right.
it bad.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Can't have this argument. You know what? If you're that hypersensitive about color and don't have a sense of humor, don't marry out of your race.
There it is.
There it is right there. That's the reason why.
That's why your ass in trouble.
That's why she should have got in trouble. Wow. It was a whole lot of things that she said that wasn't cool.
But she had one
first
joke.
Of all.
That joke was funny about
it. Well, you seen a black HBO special. What was the last one you saw?
Chris Spencer's.
1995. What, you know what I'm saying?
She's very obnoxious.
Well, here's my thing. And I want everybody to weigh in this, you know, one at a time. You know, I'm going to start with Lou Diggs. Do you think she should... No, I don't want to start with Lou Diggs. I want to start with Chris Spencer. Do you think she should have quit or been fired?
Absolutely not.
Okay, now go ahead. Weigh in on it, Chris Spencer.
I think all she did... She's not like she called anybody a nigger.
She called me one.
She
said comedians.
No, she said comedians on Def Jam or HBO used the word nigger. Correct.
Right.
She said
yes.
that.
Right. And Speedy, you've been on neither one of those shows. But keep going, Chris.
She meant working comedians.
Yes, I
am. Working comedians.
Go ahead, Chris.
When Comic V was in Gardena, you said the word nigger.
Still.
I did too. So, for her to quote the word nigger, to say that somebody else said it, I don't see anything wrong. Had she done with what Imus did,
right.
then I think we have reason to debate what she's talking about.
Right.
The only thing I didn't like is how she had to hit the word black every time.
Yeah,
when black comedians, black, you know what I mean?
Just say nigga?
Just say black.
Oh, okay.
She said black, but she was putting
she
too much emphasis.
It. She italicized it. Yeah. It was in bold.
It was.
She tweeted it. Claudia, how do you feel? You think she should have lost
Speaking
her
tweet?
You think she
Twitter king.
I'm real sensitive about Twitter. Anyways, no, I don't think she should have quit. I feel like that shows that she's a coward. I feel like she's using that as an excuse to get a bigger and better deal later on, going the Don Imus route, take a little time out, and get a little sympathy from equally obnoxious people such as Sarah Palin. And, you know, she's now turning herself into the victim now. I think she's an idiot.
Speedy, how do you feel? Weigh in on that, Speedy.
Well, I gave my point last week, which is I'm not using the word nigga no more. But I think
and he's already up to $40
but
with me.
I think the point that we're missing is what she said at the end, which was she told the young lady, you shouldn't have married out of your race.
Right.
And I think that's the key, and that's the straw, I think, that really broke the camel's back. 877-2106-106 is the number to call into to give your opinion.
And Speedy, I appreciate the fact that you're not using the word nigga anymore, but obviously you're still using your knife and fork. But anyway, we're going to go to Lou Diggs.
Well,
nigga gaining weight as we speak.
As I've said before, I've been a fan of Dr. Laura for over 15 years, and I think I stand on her side. I think that she made a good point. Yeah, it wasn't received well by everyone, but she was... Listen, the girl had issues in her own
family.
No,
the question is, should she have quit or resigned?
No, she shouldn't have quit. She shouldn't have quit.
That's the question.
But the girl was saying that her husband and her family were ignoring all these racist comments, but now
right.
she comes on Dr. Laura, and all of a sudden Dr. Laura's trying to make a point to her, and now she runs. She was on Larry King sweating it. So my point is this. If she couldn't handle what she was supposed to handle in her own home, because yesterday she said on Larry King that her husband is supporting her now. He's so supportive, but he was the same guy that was calling her names and everything.
Well, I'm not going to say she was handling it because of the across-the-street neighbors or the neighbors, whoever, is coming over calling her niggas and whatever.
And the family and friends.
And the family and friends. I think the husband should have stood up, and
right.
more importantly, she should have stood up. She should have said, look, hunkies, all you motherfuckers, stay outside my house. That's how it should have been.
But listen,
and then we should have got right into it.
Were they calling her names, or were they just kind of according to her?
Black people do this.
Oh, they called her.
Why do you black people do that? Play basketball, not take care of your kids.
We got our first caller. We got my man from Texas. We got Marcus from Texas. Weigh in on the Marcus.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, Pimpin?
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, she wasn't all the way black. She, you know what I'm saying, like, real black people wouldn't never let that shit slide at home anyway, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, they probably would have came up to the studio and handled that with her. I don't think she should have said everything that she said, but I wouldn't have quit my job, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
After saying 11 niggas, you gotta quit.
Yeah, nigga.
Not really, I mean, I don't know.
No, you're on the right track, Marcus. You're on the right track.
Well, it wasn't.
She didn't call anybody any name.
She didn't.
Right. Yeah, she didn't call her nigga. But my thing is, like with Speedy, is that when she said you shouldn't marry outside your race if
That's
you couldn't handle it, I can't. If I married in my race And I can't have no white person come to my house and say, hey, nigga, how do you eat your watermelon? Hey, you like your fried chicken, nigga? I mean, that has nothing to do with the marriage. I think that whoever the neighbors was disrespecting the marriage, disrespecting her and the husband. You won't be my friend that long if you keep coming over and insulting my wife and my children. I don't know if they got kids or not, but I'm just throwing it all in there. Then you shouldn't be my friend. The husband is the coward. He should have stepped up from the beginning and bust a white motherfucker in his nose for calling his wife a nigga. All the way should be able to call his wife a nigga is him.
Right. And they have to be naked.
Well, that's his nigga.
We got another phone call from
TDP.
We got another phone call from Tennessee. We got my man, is this MJ? MJ from Tennessee.
Hey, Johnny Mac, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, MJ?
What's happening, dog?
What's up? Hey, I was just calling in regard to the Dr. Laurie comment. I hate to say this on live radio, but I have to agree with Lou Dix. It's being blown up way out of proportion. I'm going to tell you the simple reason why. The real root of the problem is there has not been any time in history where white America was prohibited for not saying or doing anything. So this is the big issue. They keep asking why is it different for them to not say it as well as we can say it within the comforts of around our own people. So it's getting to the point that white America is kind of getting frustrated about this because they saying that if we can say it, how come they can't say it?
Mm-hmm. Well, they the ones started it.
Well,
I understand what he's saying.
The question is why do they want to say it?
There you go.
Because we don't want them to. Yeah.
They can say it, just duck.
Say it in the drive-by. Nigga! Paul, that's how you feel about it.
Thank you for the phone call,
I was just going to say, one of the comments that stood out to me that she said, you guys got a black president there's more racism than ever. It's just that I think a lot of people's true colors are coming out.
Yeah. I agree.
And because they're upset that there's a black president. So a lot of it is harder to hide now. It's always been there. It isn't that there's more racism. It's always been there, but people are just more out front with it now.
And also, too, to tag with that.
Hold on. I need...
Oh,
okay, well, go ahead.
Just to tag on that,
okay,
is when she said that we only voted for the president because we were black.
Yeah, we don't care about anything else.
I voted for him because he wasn't Bush. TDP, how you feel about it?
I just want to know, did Dr. Laura say it enough to have her teeth white?
What did you say?
Nigga.
Paul Mooney. Threw me right on off.
It was a Louis Dix moment right there.
And so, in other words, she's kind of saying, you guys got a black president. Why are you still complaining?
I like how they act like they gave us the president.
Right.
Like, you know, it's only 15 of y'all. It was us who gave him to you, so be happy.
Okay, Claudia?
I just wanted to point out an inconsistency in our media that I'm really sensitive to this. You know, Barack Obama called a reporter sweetie one time, and it was news for 2 weeks on CNN, and actually on Fox News. It was news that he disrespected this woman by calling her sweetie. He should apologize. Dr. Laura says nigga 11 times. I don't think she should lose her show, but there is an issue to be made about her, you know, and these people wanted to use this word. So it's like the inconsistency that we judge public officials is so inconsistent.
Well, I like what the caller said, which was, now they're having a problem because we're telling them something they can't do. And they've been able to do it all their life. They've been able to walk up to niggas and call them niggas.
Not really.
I mean, in the 60s,
70s. I went to an all-black continuation high school. We talk about that.
And how many years did you continue in?
I'm still going there.
How many years were you doing, Johnny Mac?
As opposed to all white.
I'm going to go with Chris Spencer. Why do you want to say it? I don't want to say nothing to a white person that's going to incite them to a riot or make them fuss and fight. Why do I want to say it?
I don't want to call a gay person a fag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, if you want to say it, say it in the confines.
You just did.
No, he says.
Are you gay?
I'm saying you said the word.
I'm saying I can say the word, but why do I want to say it to that person? Gotcha. Why would I want to hurt?
Why are you
that
fighting for the right to say that?
Right.
Like, there's some really agitating words that you can say to Jewish folks, and I don't want to open those wounds to them because I know there's some things they're sensitive about. So I wouldn't fight for the right to be able to, you know, to make those comments. Plus, I also want to work in Hollywood.
But, yeah, I just don't get why do you want to say it. Why? I don't understand why do you want to say it. Why would you want to take the chance that it might incite me to anger, which it really will? It's going to make me. We were at the show in Sac last weekend, which was a great show. I appreciate everybody in Sacramento that came out and supported everything we did. It was a lovely, lovely occasion, lovely event. But Speedy, I think, was it Speedy? Somebody asked, there was some Asian dudes there. They say the word nigga when black men? They said, oh, yeah,
John,
we say the word nigga all the time. And I've been with my homies, and we say nigga, and I just got extremely mad. And I was like, my man, let me help you out.
You didn't have shrimp fried rice, right?
Don't fucking say that word in front of me.
Right.
And they're like, you know what? Well, I be with my homies. I'm going to whoop you and all your motherfucking homies right now.
Did you
don't say, and I was just about to get ugly, and Speedy grabbed me by my coattail and said, Johnny Mac, just have a seat. Because that word incite, because people die for that word. While we loosely use it right now, and it means so much, whatever, people die for that word.
Yeah, but you say that in one
hold on for a second. People die for that word. To give you the freedom to say what you about to say right now, black people sit at a counter just so they can eat in a restaurant.
Okay, so why?
So they people die for that. No matter how you feel, Lou Dick,
okay,
people die.
But let me make my point. Why do you go around freely saying it in mixed company if it means so much to you? Use it privately. Mm. That's my argument. If it means that much and people die, then let's honor the people at the counter and stop saying it to people who are now taking it and using it the way
well,
it was
nigga,
the time.
You can't tell me what to do.
I agree. I don't think we should say it in front of company. I agree with that.
Yeah.
We got another phone call. I agree with that, too. We got
I'm not saying it ever again.
We got another
he
phone call.
Six times tonight so far.
Okay.
Today.
Okay, we got another phone call on the line. We got my man, Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's happening, Foxhole? Hey,
what's going on with it?
Hey, I'm calling from California. Hey, first off, all black folks is in the same family. We all in the same family. So if I call my sister a bitch, that's one thing. Mm. But if Speedy call my sister a bitch, me and Speedy got issues. I think it's the same with black folks
like
that word. And the word nigga. Nah. Hear this. When it comes to Dr. Laura, her saying the word nigga did not really offend me because the word nigga exists.
Right.
For her not to say it, it's almost like it don't exist. What I got offended at was, I mean, she's exposed as the racist she is. I think she should stay on radio so we all have that example to point to. The other thing is that when she said, don't NAACP me, is what make me want to find her and choke her.
Yeah,
right.
That was completely rude and completely out of line. That's the comment I think that needs to be on the front page.
Do you think we give the word too much power?
Nope.
By protesting it, by bringing this issue up, do we give that word too much power?
It has
power?
A lot of power.
You know what? I'm going to agree with Lou Dix. You know,
again?
Not with his outfit, just what he said. Maybe we shouldn't use
thank
it in the midst of mixed company. I mean, maybe, you know, amongst ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like a term of vanilla, like Speedy's my nigga. Like, what up, nigga? We do that to Chris Spencer. But if we surround, if I'm over across the street to our little eating establishment, it's like only three black people in there. Right. I shouldn't be saying nigga and then the motherfucker nigga.
But you do,
but
Johnny
you do, John. And
you
I cringe.
Shouldn't.
I cringe.
I y'all try to throw me under the bus?
Yes, I'm going
to
throw you under the bus.
What kind of niggas are y'all?
Come on, Johnny Mac. When they don't give you your Tabasco sauce, you go nigga crazy.
You do, Johnny Mac.
And John,
no, but he's saying he shouldn't.
You do.
I say we should not.
But you use it
and
more
you say honky
than
okay,
mostly
okay,
anybody.
Okay, it's not
I
an
know.
Attack on Johnny Mac.
No, it's not an attack on you. I'm just keeping
all
it
three
real
y'all just attacked me.
Nigga, listen.
I'm going to find some new niggas. And y'all apparently ain't my niggas. We got another phone call from Texas. Tammy from Texas. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, boo. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going, love?
She said boo.
It's going good. Hey, you know what? Why does everybody give that word nigga so much power?
Your daughter, too.
Your daughter got twice.
That's my baby sitting here. Nigga basically means ignorant. So you got ignorant people in every way.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
race.
That's on the phone, you know, with six kids at the same time.
That's right. That's all you.
You know,
go ahead.
That's all me. That's all me. But you know what?
I had a great deal.
Hang on now. But you got, no. But you got, you got ignorant ass white people. But instead of saying ignorant ass white people, you just call them a nigger. I do it all the damn time. It ain't no big thing to me at all to call them a nigger. But when I call you a nigger, you can best believe that I'm telling you that your ass is ignorant. And if I call you a nigger, then you can be a homie.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever. So yeah, get you a car seat.
So is the
you put them niggas in.
So is the solution to this? Is the solution to take?
Go ahead.
To start calling white people nigger and not make it be a black thing.
No,
it'll always be a black thing.
In the dictionary, it isn't a black thing.
It'll always be a black thing. Come on,
ignorant. No, I'm saying in the dictionary.
No, it doesn't.
With the word it's supposed to be.
Well, no, so is gay. And what does that mean in the dictionary?
Happy.
Louis Dix.
And strange. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Skinny jeans is what it means.
And anybody, we want you to call into 877-2106-106 and weigh in. We'd love to hear your comments. We're going to take a quick break right now. Foxhole Series 106 XM 149.
Yes. She sucked me off to kiss that.
From New York to Faye. From New York to
Faye.
He said he love him, man. He really think he love him, man. She's super freakier than he understands.
she not the type of girl that you take home to your mother. She's the type that you think could attract to come up on a sucker. Watch a deep though, see a deep peek. In and out both hoes like it's easy. It's not a big deal, she doing what she do. She doing it with everybody, not just you, hello. I'm trying to put you up on game. You're getting emotional that you can get the fuck on, man. You buy everything, you let her treat you like a trick. It's sugar daddy mentality, it make a nigga sick. She asks for it, you just run and get it for. No matter how much you give her, she wants more. I hate to tell you, but you're in love with a whore. And chances are, if niggas try, they're gonna score. Man, fuck that, bitch.
That's why I never love her. Bitch, it isn't too short an E for to say. She sucked me off, don't kiss that. Oh, why, oh, why'd you marry that bitch?
I get everything I wanna get. I have some fun with it and make her mama trip. Cause if I'm in her life, it's a problem. A real player's at your girl, you better stop him. Turn your back on the bitch, she ain't acting right. He hit it way before you, now he's back in her life. What you gon' do when you lose her? She got a nigga on the side just to use her. If it's me, I'm parking at the front door, and you be knocking on her bedroom window. You see the shadows, you hear the sounds, but you don't do nothing, you just turn back around like a bitch. Feelings hurt, ready to cry. You can't believe everything she said was a lie. She got a lot of bitch in her, but not more than you. I never underestimate what you boys
don't
do.
Act like a bitch.
You love her, I fuck her. She my tempo, she your baby mama. You kiss her, I twist her. Listen, I expect to you before you miss her.
The B. Scott Show
is B. Scott,
multimedia maven. I started out on YouTube, then went from YouTube to making television appearances. One thing led to another, and they said, B. Scott, we want you to do a radio show. Check me out every week for the hottest topics, celebrity heartbreak, cheating, juicy gossip, what's going on with all these celebrities making these adoptions of different races,
scandals.
What do you do when people hate on you? Like, how are you going to deal with that? Tune in to the B. Scott Show
Monday,
9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Gonna be so much fun. Double kisses.
The Foxhole.
Sirius 106 XM 149.
The best age for your child to learn to read is during the first 5 years of life. Kathleen discovered this fact firsthand.
A friend of ours recommended that Your Baby Can Read series when we had our first child, Jacob. Never thought anything of it. We plopped him down in front of it.
Your Baby Can Read worked amazingly well.
When Jacob was 3 years old, he was reading at second grade level. He turned 5 in July, went to kindergarten, and in 3 weeks he was moved to first grade.
Kathleen knows it's no coincidence.
Because we have 3 children, and all are reading on a high level. School is very easy. Straight-A students, maybe 1 or 2 children, but all 3, probably a successful video. So bam, it worked.
Would Kathleen recommend the program for your child?
Your Baby Can Read definitely gives them a life skill that can never be taken away from them. It's been invaluable.
For a limited time, you can receive a completely risk-free trial of the Your Baby Can Read program. Call now and we'll also include 3 free learning gifts with your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-790-6014. 800-790-6014. 800-790-6014.
NFL preseason games are back.
Nobody covers the NFL.
To throw Rodgers, pop flies right side, leaping. Touchdown!
Brady fires to the left, pop, touchdown!
All the big names.
Favre fires to the end zone! Touchdown!
Every preseason, regular, and postseason games.
Go to Sirius.com/NFL for game times and channel listings. Football is back on Sirius NFL Radio 124. All NFL, all the time.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-622-1502. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-622-1502. 1-800-622-1502.
used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child, then you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete it. You compare my rhyme with yours, I wake you up and ask.
Yo, we're back. We're back. I just had to cut Kevin Hart off. There was a phone call from Kevin Hart. I had to cut him off right quick.
It was short.
He ain't got no movie. He ain't got no movie out.
Oh, wow. You had to cut him short.
When y'all start?
Yeah, he only had a little time left. We'll go to Lou Dix with the BMW.
Hey, it's Lou Dix. And as you know, the Foxhole crew has become my second family since my divorce.
Not.
Yeah, so
yes.
Thank you all. Yeah,
we love you, Lou Dix.
And we're always rolling in the new luxury home on wheels, the BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo. Now, sitting in this car is like sitting in your favorite lounge with my boys, TDP, Johnny Mac, Speedy.
And, I would never be in a car with
you. I mean, and Chris Spencer. Come on, y'all would. We wouldn't be sitting close. But listen, we're watching the Eagles beat up on the Cowboys. Sorry, Cowboys. The BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo is on point. You can't beat the details, exclusive materials, outstanding craftsmanship inside the BMW 5 Series, a second to none. Just like the Foxhole crew. Now, you guys wouldn't watch a game with me, seriously?
No.
No,
because
Chris would. What?
Why what's your team? What's your football
the
team?
The Eagles, baby.
Oh.
They still playing?
Yeah, oh,
they got rid of McNair. I can't roll with them. They got rid of McNair.
They got rid of your little fat quarterback, too.
No, he had a baby, so
he's out on maternity leave right now. Yeah, he's giving his syrup right now.
Send him on the scissor. Okay, we got to go. Porter, yeah. You look really nice and summery. You got the calves out.
The bitties
you got
out.
The breast area nice and exposed. I respect that.
It's like a sexual predator a little bit.
Oh, right.
She looks uncomfortable.
She lotioned her ankles.
She looks uncomfortable.
My ankles are lotion.
Apparently it's cold in here.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Speedy, your nipples are up.
Yeah, both your nipples are up.
You're pointing like you got two baby big toes on her shirt.
No, that's Speedy. Big shout out to Bud Light with superior drinkability, that just right taste. Not too heavy, not too light. I can use a Bud Light right now. And the unique ability to elevate good times with friends. Bud Light is fun, social, and the perfect beer for bringing people together.
Bringing nipples together.
Oh, my God. Bud Light's drinkability, that just right taste.
Bud Light bottle caps.
Not too heavy, not too light is what sets Bud Light apart from other light beers. It's the sure sign of a good time. The just right taste.
Yes. Yes. Move your nipple out of the way.
Here we go.
You ever pour the Bud Light over? I'm just saying.
POTUS, I got a really good lawyer for sexual harassment.
It ain't
call at me after the show.
You didn't get paid for it.
Yes, I did.
He ain't got shit.
That's true.
I can't
see. Never mind.
Hey, but on the Bud Light, I do drink. I'm going to let the Bud Light people know I'm rerunning short on the line right now. We need a whole new couple of more cases.
I love the Bud Light.
Can I say something?
Yes.
The yellow dude wants some lime.
Can I say something? This going to fuck you up.
What?
I don't know if it's stole, but I actually took two cases of the Bud Light lime to the crib.
Stole.
Don't look at me like that, King.
Stole.
You know I had a criminal record. I got in this motherfucker.
That is
you got all that shit in the back. Of course I'm going to take a few home.
That is poor judgment on his behalf, actually.
Yeah,
he ain't lock it up or nothing.
Thank you, Speedy.
He does hire criminals.
Thank you. I did take two cases to the
crib. I took four.
Like, you know what's funny? I did
for child support. I gave that to the baby mama.
Wow,
I said, go on, take this Bud Light. She said,
cool.
Wow.
Next week, have
and I got them in my refrigerator. I don't have no other. I don't really have groceries. I just buy food as I go. But I got at least 7 Bud Light limes
and
in
salt.
There, and salt. I got 2 boxes of salt.
No food for the host.
What?
He don't feed no.
By the time they get there,
wow.
They got something else they can eat.
Oh Dick sandwich. Oh, Johnny Mac, that is not chivalry. Should not be dead.
They got this tube steak smothered in underwear gravy. They can go on and chew on.
Oh my God! I can't wait to see the day that you and Speedy both settle down. Not together, but settle down.
Hey.
My man.
You don't want to settle down like your cat.
Oh. It's too soon, Speedy. My cat just died.
Bud Light joke of the day.
I joke, my cat died.
I heard, you know, I'm sorry that
that's
your cat died.
My cat died.
Yeah, man, let me pour a little bit for the cats who aren't here.
This is some crazy.
Oh, my God.
My meow in that gangster lane. Why'd you have to go? Did you have a funeral for the cat?
Not
oh, you know, before we get
nine
into,
of them.
Before we get into that.
That's a cold cat.
We're going to get right into the cat.
We'll get right into that.
You guys ain't right.
But I got a very special guest.
Y'all
man.
Need to paw.
That's hysterical. I got a very special
is
friend.
Is he special?
He's a very good friend of mine. I work with this cat. Love this cat,
hey.
Man.
Can't get his party,
you know what I'm saying? He can't get into his party.
Unless you skinny with a backpack.
And the nigga always give
y'all
me
funny.
Mad love.
Y'all funny.
I come through, the motherfucker let me in his party for free.
What's
get
up, man?
Drinks the whole get down. Got a new movie coming out right now. Lottery ticket. It's are you the star of that movie?
No. Something like
no,
that.
No, okay, Bow Wow is. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Well, we want to give a warm welcome.
We starting right now.
Let him go.
Oh,
hey,
no, listen, come on.
I got to introduce
go.
You first.
Right, we
give it up
right
for
now.
My man, Brandon T. Jackson.
What's right, up? Yeah, yeah,
welcome
what's
to
up,
the
y'all?
Show.
Hey, is the mustache Yosemite Sam talking now?
Yosemite Sam.
No, Brandon.
I can't do it.
Know,
I can't do it with you.
Brandon,
I just can't.
You know we love you, but seriously, we see Bow Wow. Say, mama, are you not playing that
no, it's
role?
It's cool, though. It's cool, though.
Which role are you, Brandon?
I'm in the movies. Like, the one where the film is rolling. The one where the film is rolling.
He said it with an S. So you're saying Louis Dix is in the movies?
No, he is.
Well, there's no warm-up for films.
Oh,
I can say,
that's funny.
Taking your shit for 3 weeks, nigga.
Brandon T, let's talk a little
no,
bit.
No, no, the movie's good. It's actually pretty good. It ain't bad.
Let's talk about your movie.
I mean, it's lottery ticket.
You trying to convince us or yourself?
You like, sound too convincing.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's good.
I mean, if you like Caught Up.
If you like Death at a Funeral. Yeah. Maybe you like All About the Benjamins. The same ticket.
It's a pretty good movie.
Talk about the movie. Tell us about it.
I mean, Bow Wow.
The co-star
wins $370 million, and everybody can try to come out there in the project. The thing is this, though, he can't cash a ticket until after the weekend is over because it's a 4th of July weekend.
Right.
So, but the thing is, the movie is actually a pretty good movie. I mean, my thing is, I'm sick of looking at like reviews, and it's like I look
what'd
at
they say?
No, it's just always that race. It's like racism always, and they always put our movies to the side. You know,
they called
what I mean?
Your movie a nigga?
No, they didn't.
A lot of niggas.
I wish they did. Though. I wish they
did. 11 niggas in that movie.
But they might as well. I'm looking at Variety Days. The Vampires Suck. Nanny McPhee. Prime 3D. Then we got Lottery Ticket. We got Less Theaters. And he says this was Brandon T. Jackson and Bow Wow, Warner Brothers comedy Lottery Ticket, which is tracking well.
Right.
With African Americans.
Oh, that's a good thing.
No.
No, we like lottery tickets.
That's
no,
a good thing.
No.
We
the
like
is,
lottery tickets.
We do. We do. It's going to be a good movie, but I'm just saying that they always put our movies to the side. I just hate it. You know what I mean? I just hate it. They always put ours off to the side.
Well, you don't want
to
put a lottery ticket right there with the Gladiator, nigga. I mean, let's be honest.
No, but you do want to put it where white. Listen,
shit,
white.
I'm not even in the movie.
More white kids see this movie than anything else. See, this.
But here's the thing, Brandon.
They always trying to keep it separate, though.
Do we care who sees it, long as it's being people seeing it?
Now when Vampire Sucks got 3,000 theaters and we got 1,900 theaters.
Okay, now.
Why is that? Now they choose where it places.
Well, Louis Dix Sucks ain't got no theater.
But listen, Brandon.
We're talking
Brandon.
About racism in Hollywood. I'm
nah,
just
I'm
okay,
not
but Brandon, don't you think, given where your name is on the credits, you should let Bow Wow have this argument?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
You know, so you can, like, pace your career.
How about you go see the film first?
I know.
See, I'm a pirate, son. I'm Jack Sparrow, dude. Like, go see the movie. See who,
I'm not dissing you.
Watch the movie.
I think you're a very talented young man. Don't get me wrong. Really, I think you're gifted.
Not really.
No, he is. No. I think you're very talented. No, I think film-wise, I think
you're fit. No, y'all old niggas making it harder for us.
Oh, shit.
That's cool. Wow,
no, we're not making it.
I thought you were really funny in Tropic Thunder.
Thank you, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I watched that movie a lot of times.
I thought when you slapped my man back, that was great
timing.
That
was cool.
That was
it was a white movie, right?
And I saw Percy Jackson. I saw that, too.
The white movie.
Yeah. I thought you was good in Roll
It's not a white
State.
Movie. It's a movie. Thank you.
When you did Cornbread Earl and Me, I thought your levels were just there.
Thank you.
Cornbread Earl and Me.
I'm happy you said that. It's just a movie, right?
Right.
So why do they always got to put our movies off to the side? Because white kids love Me and Bow the same.
Were you complaining
not
when you got when you
really.
Doing this complaining when you first got your first break? That's why I'm annoyed at.
No,
you should be happy.
Like first.
Well, the point he's making.
He started complaining when he started getting back end.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Which makes sense.
Okay. What happened?
Well, so you started getting back in, so these are the kind of questions you need to ask.
Well, no, I'm just asking because I grew up in a white neighborhood, and like I was homecoming king every year in a row. So they
really?
Can't. Yes,
you're the homecoming king.
My
at,
thing is
at Burger King.
Did you play? Did you play sports?
No, I didn't play no sports. I was
what?
Cool.
So you
I,
just were
no,
an actor?
I played basketball.
Ho. You didn't play no sports?
I played basketball 2 years in a row, and I became
okay.
a comic.
Okay.
You made
a comedian.
Two years in a row.
Because I don't trust no dude that ain't play shit. I don't trust a dude that didn't play any sports.
No.
Did you let her?
Did you let her? You got a pink shirt on.
Did you let her in the sport in high school?
Don't start with him, Brandon.
Yeah, not with that shirt on, nigga.
I got the Beatles shirt on. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's said enough said.
You got Scooby-Doo lifting weights.
But you got it in a size 4 toddler.
Nigga, look how short your shirt is.
This is a large.
Nigga,
that's Johnny Mac. This is a Bow Wow collection.
You got a sports ball on, nigga. No.
Well,
that'd have been funny on stage.
You got a sports ball.
In 93, that would have killed.
He says pump up. This nigga doing a shake with Shamar Moore and this nigga. You know that new shake? Him and Tyler Perry doing that.
Go,
oh.
Shake, nigga.
The shake.
You won't be in that movie.
Going back to what he said, I understand what you're saying.
You won't be in Why They Get Married 3, I'll tell you that.
Brandon.
Brandon T.
The fact
I said it.
You feel like
it.
You've been set up. You feel like you've been set up a little bit because the white movies open up to 3,000 theaters and you don't really have a fighting chance to compete because 1900.
No, I'm not saying we don't have a chance to compete because it's tracking well with African Americans.
But I'm just saying if they open your movie in 3,000 theaters, it is more.
Well, when I did Percy Jackson, I did Tropic Thunder, it was like, yo, you got 90,000 theaters, whatever.
It wasn't because of you.
Yeah,
the Time Cruise.
It's a different, listen.
Robert Downey Jr.
Let's not even call it a black or white movie. The budget on those movies.
They take what's going on.
They get more of those type of theaters. Movies with this budget, which is about what, 15, 20
Vampire
million?
Vampire Shut costs 15 million.
Well, that's hot right now. The whole that shit's going to be over pretty soon. So I won't even compare.
Y'all should throw Vampire
Praise. They're going to suck the life right out of there.
Prana 3D is going to
You should have called it Lottery Ticket. Lottery Ticket.
Brandon T. Jackson, do you know how to make s'mores?
What the fuck? He used to be a Cub Scout counselor.
Who is this? No.
You're reminding him of young Boy Scouts.
Future
right
makeup
now.
Artist right here.
His son got the same outfit.
Same time.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Hold on. So talk about your other movies you've done. You've done a gang of movies. You know what
I'm saying? We got Big Mama's House 3 coming out.
Right.
Is Martin in that?
Yes, Martin is in that.
So it might do well.
It might do well.
I'm just kidding.
We pumping a lot of... Why?
I'm just messing with you. I want you to get your own starring vehicle.
I'm about to, but let me at least
say... Lil J's going to be starting House Party 7, so...
I'm just messing with you, man. No, nobody messing with
you. But you can't...
Hey, man, I noticed when you came in...
It's not funny.
This is what I'm noticing, Brandon. I've watched you grow a little bit. Like, every time you come
not
in,
you got your
pants are sagging a little more.
No, it's not.
Now you got a little entourage, another dude here with hair like yours.
See, your perception of young people these days is wrong, dude. First of all, I don't sag my pants, mustache.
Oh, you are sagging.
I don't sag my pants. That's
why are you looking, Lewis?
Because I'm a parent, and when I see young
people. You ain't his parent?
Nigga, I'm 25. How old are you?
Like you 16.
Steve Harvey, how old are you? Stop talking like
that.
I'm tired.
Totally.
Get his veneers off the mic, nigga. His veneers.
877-2-106-106.
He said, get
his veneers off the mic.
I'm just saying.
I can't stand
this. I'm not saying anything wrong.
Nigga,
you know what? Young people are going to go out here and wear what you want and all that, then be open. No, you can't have us not criticize. That's our right.
Can I say something on that?
You are sagging.
Nobody sags. That's so 80s.
Stand up and look at you. You are sagging. Don't pull him up now. You came in with your behind. Don't even
you
try. As my grandmother would say, I saw your name, address, and phone number.
Thank you, Kevin Hart. Oh, please get this.
It's about to be a fight.
Yeah, now. Please here comes somebody else your height. Now he can get into it.
Battle of the B movie.
You are. See, I told you.
Kevin Hart is in the building.
Yes, I am. My movies have grossed over 200
and something. Hold on.
You got Brandon on the road.
Hold on.
Let's go, nigga.
Hold on.
He's on the road, Kevin.
Hold on.
Just put a cigarette
Ladies
out.
And gentlemen, into the house, we got my great friend, Mr. Kevin Hart.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
We had a good time in Philly, man.
Hey,
oh,
man.
See, look at him. Already jumping on the joint. Get off his joint.
First and foremost, Lil Dix, you are a hater.
We had a great time.
Lil Dix, you are a hater.
First and foremost, let's all acknowledge where I'm sitting. This is where Jamie Foxx normally sits.
Yeah, we put a booster chair in there for you.
So now it's called a heart hole.
Yeah, good one. Two back-to-back bombs.
Kevin Hart,
the reason why I'm sitting here is because he's not here, so today I feel like taking over.
Right. Hey, you know what, Kevin Hart? You can do that.
Yeah, well, I can.
If you can measure up to the sign, you can pick up this.
Welcome to Heart Hole Radio.
Big shoes to fill.
Hey. Right now, let's shut it down. Okay, I want to catch up. I want to know what's going on.
I thought we were friends.
Lil Dix thinks he's funny.
Lil Dix.
They're battling right now.
He's mad because he thinks young people sag their pants still. You think it's 1999 crisscross. You're wrong, dude.
Hilarious.
He sucks. I'm done.
Brandon, I already know what Brandon's doing wrong, Johnny. Good. Finish filling me in, Johnny.
I'm just going to fill you in right now. What we were talking about was we filling you in on Brandon T. Jackson and this movie coming out, Lottery Ticket, and his acting career as as well as his stand-up career. So Brandon T. Jackson was telling about, you know, he got a movie coming out, lottery ticket. I keep saying it on Wall Street, people go see it. And he's only on 1,900 theaters. Is it 1,900?
Yeah, 1,973. And it's tracking well with African Americans.
Okay, keep going. And tell him, fill in, because you guys do the same genre of film, so you guys can go back and forth.
What does that mean?
I don't. Movies is movies.
Yeah,
I don't look at a black movie or white movie. It's movies.
Yeah, Speedy. Movies are movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Not the ones that you do. We're talking about the other ones, Speedy. Now, Brandon.
Yeah, those are called videotapes. The ones Speedy do.
Lottery ticket comes out today, by the way.
Today, August 20th. Yeah, today.
Go see Lottery
Ticket. Go see.
What do you mean, Brandon? What do you mean, Brandon T. Jackson? When you say it's tracking well, what does that mean?
Well, he's being sarcastic. No. When you say it's, I'm reading Variety. You say it's tracking well,
right?
In other words,
with us.
Then when I go to the theaters, I see white kids, I see black kids, I see Chinese kids. Hip hop and crossed over everything. But what they try to keep doing is going, putting us off to the side and going, okay, these guys are over here. They're in the hood.
But saying it's just a black movie,
exactly.
So just black people are in
exactly, and that's what
it.
Now when.
So I have a question. When you do a movie and it's an all black cast, what do you call that?
No matter, black is
tracking
just,
well with black people.
But listen,
nigga shit.
No, it's not true. It's not true.
Without Dolores, what I call it.
Well, let's ask Kevin Hart. True. You did Soul Plane. How did that?
Oh, Soul Plane is a black movie. I mean, you can try to avoid it all you want, but it is what it is. It's
my
black
thing
movie.
Is black people across.
Did it track well black with people black
crossover.
People?
My movie hell tracked no. Well with niggas without money to go to the theaters. Anybody that was stealing shit saw Soul Plane at the time.
It was number one in the barbershop, yeah, I'll tell you that.
My movie came across during the time when it was looting. So it's a different time. No, but you know, you gotta look, support is support. I don't give a shit if it's black, white, whatever. They
you can meet Dave.
I think you have to listen, Brandon, what he's trying to say. He's saying he did this movie, which is seen by, was going to hopefully be seen, and usually
everybody.
Movies have been seen by everybody, but they like to pigeonhole it and only put it in so many theaters. It said every Magic Johnson theater.
Right.
But not in one Larry Bird theater.
But that is the way the system is built.
And he's saying it's wrong.
Saying well,
it's wrong.
But what I'm saying is that if you're going to say
remember
the system.
Remember when you did Cornbread Earl and Me?
And you played Cornbread.
No, yes. Actually,
you played Mustache Earl.
Remember when you did These Ain't My Sandals with Tyler Perry? Remember when you did that new play? These Ain't My Sandals.
What I'm trying to explain to Brandon is that.
Oh, shit.
These are not my split toes.
Fight him off, Lewis.
What I'm trying to explain to Brandon is that I understand you come in here and you having this voice, but what I'm finding out with you young people is that you're not informed enough.
Young people stuff.
Well, because you're not informed enough.
I read.
Well, you're only
I'm
reading
nerd,
the surface,
dude.
But what I'm telling you this, Brandon, is that that's the system, and if you're going to fight the system, you have to have the ammunition to do so. Now, keep in mind, your movie is not being advertised on Fox News. It's not being advertised in other venues where
MTV,
white people sit.
MTV.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, hip hop has crossed over, but it has not crossed over all the way into where you want it to be, to where your lone voice can come out. You have to create more.
Well, I want to correct you on that.
I'm done with the separation.
Yesterday,
if Will Smith can do it, we can do it.
I was watching the football game yesterday, and they ran a trailer about your movie. I was watching the NFL channel, and they advertised your movie. So they putting mad advertising all trailers on all networks.
But it's tracking.
What's the name of that play
again?
What's the name of that play?
Which one? These Ain't My Sandals. These Ain't My Hits.
Kevin Hart, let's talk about you and your career. What's going on?
What's up, Kevin? The hottest stand-up. Hey, too much, man.
Oh, my God.
Here's what you can't get caught up in, though, Brandon. Brandon's turning into, like, Janine Garofalo.
Thank
you. You know these comedians that go and they start doing things, they want to make a change. You can't get caught up in that world, dude. It is what it is.
I forget it now.
Reality is reality. I'm telling you some real shit.
I'm going to stop.
No matter what. Look, no matter what, your movie is.
I gave up, man.
It is what it is. But it's your job. If you're looking for your movie to cross over, you have a fan base. You reach out to your fan base, and you explain what you feel of this.
We get out of the hood, though. Do we have to have every movie in the hood?
But why would you want to get out the hood?
But listen, that's a hood movie.
Hood is good money.
That's a hood movie.
No, I'm saying not get out of black, but can we just, like, have a different setting?
Yeah, but why?
Like, but listen, time out, though. We got to figure out what we're talking about. That movie right there, that movie's a hood movie. Agree?
Yeah.
Lottery ticket?
It's about a kid who wins.
All right, now let's talk about Percy Jackson 2.
Okay. That's not a hood movie.
Not a hood
it's a mainstream movie.
Yeah, and
mainstream.
Even Big Mama's House is a movie that's going
it's
to
a mainstream movie.
It's a mainstream movie. So it's not about the black cast. It depends on
Tropical Thunder.
And you have more than two black people.
So you
movie.
Do them all. Yes. So you should even make up this money right here, this movie right here, as hood opposed credit. To Tropic Thunder, will make you more money on the road
than
Tropic Thunder.
In the black club.
Yeah, because they aren't gonna see that. No black people gonna see that to like DVD or whatever.
Then see what?
Tropic Thunder.
I did. I went to the movie theater and saw it.
twice. Oh, you did.
I saw it twice.
I'm just saying. So,
No, because I went saw, because you're a friend of mine. I've seen all your movies in the theater. It's going to sound like chicken shit. I saw Soul playing in the theater.
Hey, I saw Soul playing in the theater.
I saw Don't Drink Your Gin and Juice. That was your movie you was in, Chris Spencer.
I saw
that in the theater.
I saw These Ain't My Sandals in the theater, too. It's crazy, though.
But the projector was off. It was just in front of the curtain.
All right, that's pretty funny there.
He started the movie with Steamboat Willie.
All right. He hates me now. Lou Dix hates me.
No, I think you're very talented.
So you understand? So don't discredit
Kevin Hart. I'm done.
Don't discredit these movies.
It's
that,
a good thing, man.
You know what I mean?
I'm not discrediting. I'm telling them not to discredit because white folks, white kids like us too. That's all I'm saying.
They're coming.
When people hear it's tracking well with black people, white people that may have been thinking about seeing it, may say, oh, it's a black movie, I'm not going to go, may turn them off. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
That's what I
My white side gets it.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break right now, come back.
We're going to take a short break?
A short break with Brandon T. Jackson and Kevin Hart.
You know, when I come back, Speedy's home.
Kevin Hart, you got a tan, like you got darker.
Hey, man, well, you know how
to do. You just ran out of Ambi. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Twitter me at Brandon T. Jackson.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back. Twitter me.
SiriusXM Radio.com/J45 for full contest info and to enter for your chance to meet Eminem.
Exclusively on SiriusJ45.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years. All while saving thousands of dollars and without risking your family home. No, this isn't bankruptcy. It isn't one of those credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. We're Credit Card Relief. We've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're an attorney-driven program with an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call 866-888-9801. 866-888-9801. That's 866-888-9801.
Are you a diabetic? Diabetic Health Agency has a special offer just for you. They want to give you a free premium membership with real privileges. Privileges like free door-to-door shipping on all your diabetic supply orders. No more forms to fill out. Medicare and insurance paperwork is filed for you. Access to trusted brand name supplies. When you have Medicare or private insurance, your supplies are provided at little or no cost. For a limited time, you'll also get a free gift with your free membership. Call in now and receive a fantastic quick and healthy diabetes cookbook absolutely free. Plus, you'll get our diabetic care kit absolutely free, which includes helpful diabetes care information. For your free amazing cookbook and free diabetic care kit, call now, 800-797-5702, 800-797-5702. Don't miss out. Supplies are limited. Call 800-797-5702, 800-797-5702.
So I know we gon' be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files.
Yo, we're back here at the Foxhole. We're back here at the Foxhole. We got some great guests, man. Brandon T. Jackson holding it down.
My mustaches.
And we got my man Kevin Hart. We're gonna go to Lou Dix right now to talk about his new experience.
Hey, listen, as you know, I'm Louis Dix, and the Foxhole used to be my family until they kept talking about me. But listen,
it's like your wife.
That's cool. Look, I rode around in my new luxury home on wheels, which is the BMW 5 Series. That's right, Gran Turismo. Nice little car. It fits me. It's like a lounge. I used to hang out with Speedy, TDP.
Ain't that a bitch?
And, yeah, we used to watch the game.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, and we go to our softball games. I would invite Kevin Hart and Brandon T, but there's no room in the car.
You got trunk space.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, Kevin, you can fit in the glove compartment. but no, I'm serious. Only because the BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo has a great glove compartment, so you too can sit Kevin Hart in your BMW, and he can ride around with you. Thank you, BMW North of America. We love you here.
OG Portis.
Thanks for the Bud Lights. They finally brought us some in. Bud Light with superior drinkability, that just right taste. Not too heavy, not too light.
The
I'm drunk right now.
The unique ability to elevate good times with friends like Bokeem and Chris. Claudia, and everyone here. Bud Light's drinkability, that just right taste, not too heavy, not too light, is what sets Bud Light apart from other light beers. It's the sure sign of a good time, that just right taste, Bud Light.
And when you and Kevin Hart, you just take short sips.
That's good. No, sweetie, that's good. Now I can definitely tell why you made it.
I love Bud Light.
Now, Bud Light is always a sure time, sure sign of a good time.
She's drunk.
And here we go.
She's drunk.
Yeah, she is.
She's probably hot.
We got some great guests, but I got a great friend of mine.
I doubt
great actor. I can't even front on him. I loved him in Strap. I loved him. My favorite movie, Life, when you played
Can't
Get Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the greatest shit in the world.
You should have got a spinoff on that.
That's a great acting. Yes.
Jason Leary's when he went crazy at the end. You know, and I love you and Ray. You know, you played Fathead and Ray. You played Fathead and Ray. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, my man, 10 grand, Bokeem.
Good looking out. Bokeem. So happy to be here.
We got three working guests.
That's what's up. I ain't as funny as the rest of y'all, but that's a nice Negro name right there.
That's a great Negro name.
Bokeem. We're going to get right into it. You got a new movie coming out. I don't like the name of the motherfucker. It scares me. But let's talk about your new film you got coming out called
Devil.
Now let's talk about that.
Okay. Right. I just say with extra.
Are you the devil?
Are you the devil?
The devil.
You know what? It's a Universal Pictures release, so I had to sign a non-disclosure, and it's been a minute since I've been in a studio pic, so I'm not trying to, burn any bridges. I am not at liberty to say
what the movie.
So you played the devil's advocate.
Go see my movie.
Is it White Devil?
Well, talk a little bit about the movie. Tell us about the movie.
Basically, this is what I can't say. It's a supernatural thriller that involves five people who, under normal circumstances, would never interact, and they get thrust into this situation where one of them is not who they appear to be.
Devil. Well, we could have figured that out,
let's
man.
Let's just throw it out. Let's just throw it out real quick and admit that Bokeem isn't the best at, like, describing what something's about. No, let's just kind of leave those questions out of there.
That's,
we don't really
that's
want
to fair,
Kevin Howard, would you like to describe what the movie is?
No, I mean, based off what he just said, I mean,
be short about it, though.
Basically, the movie's about a devil.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Kevin Howard, where was it filmed? And how
Well, because of his disclosure, he basically said what the studio did was film a movie about a devil. And
are you in the film?
Yeah, we don't really know if he's in it.
No, right now,
I don't know. Is it, yeah, because
where did they shoot this movie at?
Where did you
shot it?
In Hell Kitchen?
Nah, Toronto.
Oh man,
Toronto, Canada.
Yeah. Yep.
Speedy, you were out there filming. Wait, sorry. No, it's such a low blow, Speedy.
Bokeem,
I'm
when
sorry.
Is this movie supposed Speedy, to come out?
It'll be out.
Sorry,
you know I got a real short temper with you right now.
It's all good. The film comes out September 17th.
Are you doing seance too?
Those my sandals.
Yeah, this is when I wish I would have learned more about comedy.
Okay. Bokeem,
Speedy's thinking the same
for
thing.
Us dramatic dudes. Yes.
For a role like this, Bokeem, to prepare for the role that you played, what you have to be discreet about? What did you do to get your devil quote unquote practices up?
Was you in the mirror going, oh.
hold on.
No, that's my regular. That's my regular practice before I, you know, step out into the world.
Why didn't you go out for this, Speedy? What were you doing?
I went to see a shrink.
He was
actually
eating devil's egg.
Whoa, shit! Are you serious?
Yeah, I went to see a psychotherapist.
Serious moment, you guys. Yeah.
You went to go see a shrink.
It was my character has some.
Don't say it.
No.
Believe me, I practiced this all morning. I'm good to go. I know exactly what I can say. I'm right here in the box. I'm all good.
Okay, I want to have you until playing two.
Or maybe you want to go meet Dave. I'm just saying. I don't know.
And find some fool's gold.
Hey, or you can go to Speedy's movie.
We don't have one. Speedy, you got to give me one. Just give me one, Speedy, before you die. Speedy's IDMB. Speedy's IDMB came up BMW dealership.
He plays the bailiff and all the.
Speedy, you've done nothing.
I've done something.
You've done nothing.
I've done
you
something.
You had 30 years in Hollywood and nothing.
Hey, we got to promote Satan's Kitchen. Come on.
What are we doing, dog? What are we doing?
All right, yeah, no, I had to go ahead and reach out to a shrink. Because all of the characters in the movie have their own little quirks, and I wanted to take mine to the next level. And I was like, well, I don't have this quirk in my personal life. So
what's the name of your character?
What was your name, character?
I can't even really go into that.
Hey, I have
Billy
a question.
Did you say what did
you,
I show
you,
up?
You have some up? Other movies coming out as well. Can you talk about those?
Absolutely. I got a couple of other pictures coming out. One's called Little Murder.
Hey, with, Kevin Hart.
Well, Kevin Hart plays a serial killer.
No, Speedy, that was Little Mermaid.
I thought it was Little Seymour. My bad.
Go ahead. So you got
Little Murder, starring Josh Lucas and Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard.
What did he play? On the soundtrack?
What's Terrence Howard? Before or after the
more money?
The movie situation that he didn't get the more money. What's was it before or
really
after Iron Man?
Liberty to discuss the brothers, you know, business practices.
You signed a goddamn disclosure letter with them.
So Terrence, you say I can't say nothing. All right.
877-206-106.
It's a really good project. It takes place right after Katrina. And basically, I play a cop trying to find a serial killer. Josh Lucas is a cop, too, but we're at odds with each other.
Same
Terrence Howard is a suspect, but him and Josh become tight. So, you know, it's very interesting.
When's your movie Devil come out? September what?
September 17th.
Josh Lucas did Stealth, right?
That's the there guy you go. Stealth. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the one to put the black guy on Jamie Foxx's career right there.
good luck with that movie. Good luck.
Go ahead, Lou Dick.
Yeah, Bokeem, welcome. I have a question. Congratulations on you and your wife having your child.
Oh,
now,
thank you.
Is this your first one?
Yeah, now he's an uncle.
Absolutely. She's not here yet, but in January we're going to have our first little girl.
That's beautiful, man.
And I'll be really looking forward to it.
And how long have you been married?
3 years. 3 years and a couple weeks.
Is this your first marriage?
It's my first and last.
And how about hers? Her first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, then you got purity, so keep it up. All right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
What are you talking about, Lewis?
You know what I'm talking about. Neither one of them have been married. That means they're on a good track to begin things right. No baggage is coming.
Kill yourself. What are you talking about?
My divorce.
Is this your, that's purity?
Shut the fuck up.
peering. That's Kevin peering Hart.
Now you were married. That's are you
great.
Married?
Hey, look, man.
Yeah, you went through some stuff. So back it up. Shit. You know what I'm talking about. There's no purity going on. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You signed a disclosure letter for that.
I signed a disclosure letter.
You still married, right? Yeah, you still married.
I signed a disclosure letter to Bo King before we got here, not to talk about certain things. Both honor and I couldn't do that.
You are married. Because the devil is getting in between y'all relationships.
So let me go ahead, Kevin Hart.
Oh, see, that was clever. Y'all missed it.
I heard you guys got into a little altercation.
So Brandon T. Jackson, when is your movie coming out?
August 20th, but I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to chill with y'all. We got Bud Light. What's it? Today.
Yeah.
Go see Lottery Ticket. Me and Chow Down. I mean,
you
Bow Wow.
Chow Down.
Me and Bow Wow. We having a good time, yo. In the movie. It's a good movie, man. Yeah, I'm getting tweets right now.
Did you guys get along, you and Bow Wow?
Yeah. Bow Wow's cool. People. Bow Wow's actually cool. He's cool.
Why your voice go up?
Yeah, did he try to punk you?
He
tried to hit you with his platinum albums?
No. Bow is a cool young brother. Like, y'all,
I met him before. He's nice.
He's cool.
Y'all did two movies together, though. Did he, bro?
I mean, he's cool. Like, I don't have nothing bad to say about him. Like, for real. He tweets a lot while he acting, but besides that, he's cool.
Wow.
Let me ask you, what, did you guys,
like somebody I know.
Did you guys both audition for the same role and he got
it? Oh.
Damn, Lewis.
I decided to take a humble role.
No,
and
you
play
didn't
next
decide.
Him.
This is Hollywood. You don't decide anything. They decided for you.
No, Lewis, you are right about that. Except in Speedy's case. Speedy does not. He does not want to be where he is in life right now.
Listen,
let's think about it. I want to be the comic relief. Think about it. Bow Wow has more name recognition. Why? Try to sell a movie. I can't sell a movie.
Hold on. Let me get you a shovel so you can keep cleaning this up. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ.
Bro.
It's a hostile environment today.
Yeah, yo.
Why are you so?
You know what? You know what, Brandon?
Can't compare our careers.
Any movie that you're doing is a fantastic movie. I'm going to support it 100.
Yeah,
because it's hard for us to get in the movie.
You
can tell by the rest of the niggas that ain't in movies. It's really, really hard to get in the movie. Now, let's go back to Bo Keem, who...
Broken who has the devil
can
coming
I say
out.
You are really a good actor. Yes.
Thank you, Johnny Mac. And I got that check for you for saying
thank
all the
so
nice
much.
Things.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll take it in Bud Light bottle cap. Like some of the movies you've been in, you've always been a very, like, I loved you in Ray. You did a great part in Ray.
Thanks, man.
And what was your first movie?
The first picture was Strap.
Strap. And what was that about?
This young brother who was trying to get his girlfriend who's pregnant out of jail, and the only way he can do that and come up with the funds is like to cut a deal with the cops, and involves him like, you know, basically infiltrating a gun running situation and
right. Turning
against his friends, and so he's caught in this, you know, situation where he might have to turn in a friend, but
right. He
wants to get his girl out and blah blah blah.
That came out August 20th, right?
Nah.
Strap was the shit, though.
You know,
that was a good movie. That was a good movie.
I'm going to tell you, when you was like one of the most powerful. Is that a word, powerfulness? I don't know.
I like it.
When you was in Dead Presidents, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Dead Presidents is good.
That's
you was in Dead Presidents. When I say, when you cut the dude's head off and put it in your duffel bag.
Yeah.
Wow. It smelled like Louis' mustache the whole time you was there.
I have a question.
He saved my mustache.
And they made you bury it like they had to do with her cat.
Yeah, that was...
I'm saying you
leave
buried
my
your...
dead cat out of it.
They did not bury the cat.
Speedy. What they do?
They
made soap out of it.
Somebody going to hell? We talking about dead
and a whole
cats.
Lot
my
of guitar
devil coming out.
My cat just died. He's making fun of my loss.
I have a question for you, Bokeem.
You know what? We're going to go to Porter's. I'm quite sure Porter's going to have something fantastic to say. You know, ask any one of these people a question, Porter, about their careers and lack of it, whatever you want to say.
Okay, well, I know I was around when Bokeem did Strapped. Actually, my promotions company was hired to promote that movie, and it was your first one. So what are some of the lessons or... what roles would you like to play that you haven't had an opportunity to yet?
You know, it's interesting, I want to break into comedy a little bit.
No. But that voice?
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though?
Yeah.
Dramatic actors are actually really better in comedies these days. If anybody know the formula, they get a lot of dramatic actors in comedies. Makes it funnier because they don't expect it to come from a dramatic actor.
What's the attraction of being a comedian?
His sunglasses.
Because the timing, comedic timing is a real challenge. I've been in a few comedies. A lot of people probably haven't seen one called Black Male, one called Almost Heroes.
That
Chris Farley's last picture. So
you paid the dope deal in that movie?
No.
Pitbull came in comedy, but he's still the bad guy.
Yeah.
That Jedi mind trick. No, this is gonna be funny. It's gonna be great. Bokeem, action! Fuck everybody in the building.
You do play crazy a lot. A lot of crazy roles.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in a couple crazy roles. You know what it is? I think I'm more remembered by certain people. It depends, because it depends on where I am
in
the world.
That,
I go to some places and around the world, and people will. remember some a film to me that's obscure or that I wouldn't think that people would remember, and that's what I'm more known for. So it kind of depends on where I'm at, to tell you the truth.
Can I?
You signed that contract yet? Did it come to you yet?
Which one?
The dudes with the hoods on, they get you yet?
No. I got something that, you know, prevents them from stepping to me. So it's all good.
The devil, the movie. They got hoods on. Why?
Go ahead, Porter.
The dudes in the club.
Shit, I forgot my question.
That's because you high.
I have a big enough butt light.
Okay, brace yourself, Bokeem.
Oh, I know what it was.
He doesn't know how to make s'mores.
Why do actors hire psychiatrists and psychologists?
Personal life? Or
I mean, when you're
doing that,
preparing for a role, is it that intense mentally?
Well, this is the only time I've ever done that. And I needed to do it because, I had to go places I hadn't really gone before. So I said, who better to, you know, talk to about that than a professional?
You didn't want
to
get your Heath Ledger on?
You know, knows how to
get into a person's mind. You can't tell us what the movie is about at all? Or can we?
Yeah. Basically, it's a supernatural thriller about, you know, five
winning
people.
Winning a lottery ticket.
Who, under normal circumstances.
And then you get on the soul plane.
This ain't the devil. Coming soon. New dicks. Bow wow.
So anyway, it's a supernatural thriller about five people who, under normal circumstances, would never interact.
They go through
a lot of changes.
Claudia, yeah. You got a question you want to ask any one of our celebrities?
No.
you don't want to know the 40 time or nothing like that?
I'm over that.
Okay.
No, he's got it.
Lou Dix?
For a long time.
Thank you.
I will, actually.
How many cats you got, Louis?
Listen, Bokeem, I wanted to ask you, do you have any athletic background? Do you play
what
sports or?
Well, I mean, Kevin, listen. I'm not talking to you.
Do you like gladiator movies?
You like, Code 45?
No. Scraps is a boy dog.
Yo, crazy.
Yo, what's your favorite color, dog?
Nah.
What's your favorite color?
I mean,
your favorite color blue dog?
How do you feel about anal?
No. Well, I'm asking because some of his films have been very physical, and he's physical cat. And I just want to know if he played football, basketball.
I never played football. I trained kung fu.
Hey, how do you feel about dunking?
Dunking?
Do you dunk the basketball? Like, what are you talking about?
I can't hoop. I can't hoop at all.
This is a grown man's question.
Here's why Lewis's questions are bad.
It's a mustache question.
This is why his questions are bad. This is why his questions are fucking horrible. Johnny, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Answer my question. I'm going to show you Lewis.
Okay.
So, Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay. Up top, you're in shape.
Yeah.
Safe to say.
He said up top.
Safe to say. Safe to say you go to the gym.
Right.
What do you do at the gym? What do you do?
I go down to the gym. I mostly box. I don't really get into the aerobics and shit. I just box.
Okay.
Do you do?
He didn't have a follow-up.
This nigga has no follow-up. He asked the question and just fades away after they answer. He has no fucking rebuttal.
Do you need the mustache or the
Kevin Hart, what do you got coming? I know you got mad movies.
Tons of stuff, dude. You know,
tell me about what you got coming up.
Little Fockers, you guys can see that Christmas time.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Are you doing Danny in that?
I got the nurse. I play Ben Stiller's
nurse. Yes.
Nurse.
Yes.
What's the name of the movie?
Little Fockers.
That's going to be good.
And you play Little?
No.
I have a serious question for you, Kevin.
I'm not going to put the banana in the tailpipe.
No, it's a serious question. And a lot of people want to know because we think you're very talented.
Go.
You're stand-up talented.
Here we go.
Have you been taking acting lessons?
I do. I take personal classes on my own time.
I think Kevin's a good actor. Shut up, boy.
Sorry, Dad.
I know.
Oh my God.
Dad's mad at me now.
Sorry, Dad. No, he would be your dad, Dad.
Hey, the real dad came out. Shut up, boy. God damn it. Sit down.
Yeah, but it'd be like, go to my room.
Lou, how old are you, dog? How old are you?
I'm 47 years old.
How old are you, dog?
I'm 47.
There's a one in there somewhere.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin, see what Kevin is talking about.
Kevin finished answering this.
What else? Movie called 35 and Ticking. Movie called Let Go.
I mean, who's in this movie? Your name
TV show, 35 and Ticking is me, Megan Good, Nicole Larry Parker, Mike Epps.
A black movie.
This one is. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. These black movies sell out 5,000 seaters for me on the road.
Hey.
Y'all can call them what you want
with African Americans.
I'm going to be in them theaters all my life.
I ain't mad at
Kevin.
You.
Niggas love support. I love them too.
Have you ever been with any celebrity women?
What?
I just wanted to know that.
What are you talking about?
Have you been with any female celebrities?
Don't ask me that
have
question.
Have you been? Brandon, have you been with any celebrity
Claudia, women? Stop calling my house.
Stop
at 3
it. Come on.
Wow.
You don't have a house.
She said
But I do. But I do. But I do. But I do.
Bokeem, celebrity relationships that we don't know.
Do an adult film personality.
Yeah,
film,
sure.
I
yeah.
do.
You Kevin can't Hart, back that. To you again.
So no, I don't mess with that world.
Kevin Hart, who's stronger, you or your wife?
What?
Wait, Claudia, why do you get so mad when people hit on you? Let me ask you that. You're a beautiful woman.
No, don't get mad at him.
Okay, you're hot.
Huh? Thank you.
I'm a young dude looking at you like you're hot.
Claudia's hot for a woman with old hands. Claudia's hands.
I'm a hand model. What are you talking about?
Claudia has the strongest hands.
Kevin, don't be intimidated because my hands are bigger than yours.
No, they are. They are. Claudia has the hands.
Old
okay, Kevin Hart. I had a crush on Claudia. I didn't know you had a crush on me.
Yes, Brandon, she's too old for you, Brandon.
Is she?
She has abortions the same age.
I've said that often, actually.
Blue dicks.
Kevin Hart.
Wow, that's just
tell us about you have a DVD that's out right now that's selling.
Seriously Funny is out, people. That's my last hour special. If you haven't seen it, go get it. It's currently platinum. Yeah, that's right. First 2 weeks, I did it. Drop those numbers.
Good for you, Kevin.
Yeah, no, thank you,
Lil Dix. What's your numbers?
Speedy. Actually, I saw Speedy selling the DVD at the comedy show we were at. No, it was just the funny thing is, listen. I swear to God, the same number that were on the table before the show was the same exact number afterwards. And I think one lady brought the label that said Speedy. Like nobody brought the DVD. But why are you selling the DVD, Speedy? From what?
Something
like,
totally different, dude.
From what though? But what did you like? What did you tape?
No, it was from a totally different show.
Oh, at least.
Look at your attitude just now.
I'm being real. Now,
fuck cool. You're real.
You know what? You young. You know what, Speedy? I'm with you on that. You little young upstarts. Y'all got a little rhythm going Lewis, now.
Your
y'all
mustache and I were back at a different place.
Yes.
First of all, what's an upstart? That's the first thing.
What is upstart?
What is an upstart?
You know, I mean, you
up and coming.
Yeah. I mean, look, Kevin. I mean, it's been labeled and it's been done that Kevin Hart will be the next Eddie Murphy.
Williams.
Rich Brad. No, I mean, no, really. I mean, they say, I mean, and if you've watched Kevin Hart, you see his gift. I mean, you've seen it from day one. No, honestly,
I appreciate it.
You're quick. I mean, anybody that can make the word pineapple funny is funny.
Thank you.
You were funny up in South
Carolina. I mean, you were just, but they're able to create new material the way you do to stay within yourself is a gift. So we know, and I think you handle. No. I really do think you handle it the right way because you always speak to people. Now, Brandon, who just started, on the other hand, needs to be a little humble. I'm just kidding. I like Brandon too.
I didn't just start.
Brandon got a nice. Nice little.
I got a little resume. I put my
nice
work
little resume. Like, tell about all the films and.
No, it's not just about films. I've been doing stand-up since I was 14, dog.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Hold up. I'm done being nice credit. Now.
Hold on.
Let little dicks.
Brandon might be on roids.
Listen,
I'm just trying to figure out. Yeah, Brandon gets mad fast. Here's the only time, Brandon. I only got one time where I was like, "Oh shit, me and Chris, right? We actually were together." Chris Spencer, right? Like, this is when Brandon first started. Matter of fact, this is right at the Tropical Thunder, right? Tropical Thunder. I was like, "Yo, man," I said, "Brandon was funny." Like, me and Chris are talking. Swear to God, it's a true story.
Right.
We had a club, right?
Right.
So I'm like, "Chris, Brandon's fucking funny in this movie." I said, "Dude," I said, "he keep a straight head on. Brandon gonna be all right." On cue, Brandon walked in with a leather jacket with like 9 zippers on it, right?
I seen it.
He had a cigarette in his hand. I said, "Brandon, what's up?"
This it was a fake cigarette. I was going
this
for
is
a
what I knew he lost his
I
mind.
I had to see a psychiatrist, devil over here. I was going for the straw. It's 1950s roll. It was a fake cigarette.
Brandon put the cigarette out on his palm. That's how I knew. I said, "What's up, Brandon?" I said, "God damn."
877-2-106-106.
Don't we got callers, though? Don't we got callers?
Hold on,
we
Brandon.
Come back to that.
I didn't go down the lottery ticket and interrupt your shit.
August 20th.
You should have.
Kevin Hart putting cigarettes out on his palms.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Brandon T. Jackson, Kevin Hart,
yes.
And Bokeem Woodbine, the Fox Soul, Series 106, XM149.
Fuck up your lighter. You might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. Come here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. You might not be the one. Hey, what up, girl? Tell me how you feeling. You look sweet enough to make a nigga need a feeling. If you got a man, do that nigga need a feeling? She said, looks kill, and I'm trying to make a killing. God willing, I'll be chilling on the boat, nigga. Love is a gamble, I ain't dealing with no broke nigga. Down in Miami with a super whole team, trying to bag a brother with a Super Bowl ring. Hussie down in Dallas at the All-Star game, spitting All-Star game. Trying to get a nigga with an All-Star name. Something like James, something
something like Wade. If you something like Paige, you can fuck the night. Yeah, she saying fuck some nice days. What about your life savings? Won't spend her life slaving. So she graduated rich nigga wife training. And if you got money, man, ahead is amazing. Come in, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. She might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. Come in, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. She might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. What up, girl? Tell me how you been. Ain't seen you since the 12th grade, even back then. Thought you was a cutie, though your booty mad then. But you done got thicker on the nigga, goddamn. Hey, now I got a thing for you. It's been a long time coming, I should hang with you. Cause see, way back, I thought the fuck with you was impossible. Count your baby daddies now, two win a possible. You still got it, though. Yeah, you still got it, though. Girl, your body looking like a fucking pot of gold. You got your mean little walk with the model pose. You got your head did, you got designer clothes. You still got it though, yeah, you still got it though. You got your nails did, damn girl, you're on the road. Do you give brains, did you make the honor roll? Don't worry about your man, baby, he ain't got a note. Come in, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. She might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. Come in, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Hey, pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. Yeah. She might not be the one, but hey, you the one that I desire.
I get bored so fast that they won't last. But girl, you're special like I met you in the slow class. Cause your ass got me feeling for you so far. My life is like a movie, would you be my co-star? Like Halle Berry, your old nigga act like a bitch like Tyler Perry. You caught him down in Memphis cheating like Calipari. I see you like to stay up on your ESPN. If your mind is on set, you must got ESPN. Had a crush from way back, I wasn't VIP then, but I was plotting on you. I really wish that I'd have got to know you before we grew up and I blew up with these Benjamins. That way I know for sure your love is really genuine. Is you my homie? Well, show me what kind of friend you is. What if it's phony and only cause I can give you ends? Too late for turning back, fuck it, we continue in. Get your ass in that position, I love to bend you in. Come in, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on
the foxhole.
The Foxhole.
Check out today's flavor with celebrity chef Nikki Shaw.
Let's get the party started. We're kicking off the weekend with a favorite from boxer Floyd Mayweather. I was talking to actor Michael Clark Duncan. Actor Tom Arnold loves short ribs. Housewives actress Eva Longoria. Regina King told me that her favorite dessert, Robert Downey Jr., loves a good burger.
Check it out every day. Today's flavor with celebrity chef Nikki Shaw. Heard weekdays noon and 6 p.m. East Coast time. Right here on the Foxhole, Sirius 106, XM 149.
Does your vehicle have less than 175,000 miles with an automobile warranty about to expire or no automobile warranty coverage at all? Automobile Coverage of America has announced a low-cost protection plan to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. Drivers who are covered by this protection plan will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. Now, they pay the bill directly for you. Call now and receive roadside assistance, towing, and car rental at no additional cost. Call 800-585-4980. That's 800-585-4980.
You hear it coast to coast.
Commercial free music, sports, talk, and entertainment.
Now hear it worldwide.
Upgrade your experience to premium Sirius Internet Radio and get over 120 channels of Sirius on your computer
and compatible smartphone.
Add it today and get 1 month free. Listen at home or at work on your iPhone, iPod Touch,
BlackBerry, or Android.
To learn more, go to Sirius.com/everywhere or call 888-253-9296.
See offer details.
Offer not available in Canada. Certain channels not available on mobile devices.
If you want a new computer, but you think you can't get credit, think again. Just call Tronics Country right now. No matter what your credit status is, now you can own a brand new desktop or laptop computer. Your approval is guaranteed as long as you have an active checking account and can afford small weekly payments. With Tronics Country, there is no credit check. You will not be turned down. Call right now and order your new computer. You'll also get a free color printer and a free digital camera. Just call 800-7000. 769-0705. But that's not all. Call right now, and you'll also get a free 22-inch high-definition TV with your paid purchase. You heard right. A free TV with your new computer. All you need is an active checking account, and your approval is guaranteed. Don't wait. Call Tronix Country right now. Call 800-769-0705. That's 800-769-0705. 800-769-0705.
I am Iron Man.
Remix.
Hero.
Remix. Remix.
I said, wait.
What we waiting for, Swiss?
Stop the party.
The streets want a nigga.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but...
Yo, it's the Foxhole, baby.
Oh,
it's a real live African-American celebrity who I love, Bokeem Woodbine, Kevin Hart, and Brandon T. Jackson. Twitter him up. What, how can they reach you on your Twitter?
At Brandon T. Jackson.
And Kevin
Lottery
Hart,
ticket.
That's how we do it.
Kevin, you're pretty present on Twitter as well.
Yes, I am. We're almost at 500,000 followers.
Damn, Kevin. I need to get
the
on
name
road.
Is Kevin Hart, the number four real. Talk to me. You know, be a part of my life.
Bokeem Woodbine. You Twitter anything?
You know what? I'm just getting hip to email, man.
Yeah, I don't think the devil Twitter. I don't think the devil Twitter. The devil come right to you.
I'm a little behind the times. I'm a little behind the times.
Niggas in the pier. We're going to go to Lou Dix right now.
Hey, you can Twitter me at mustache.com.
You should start a Twitter page for that.
Hey, I should.
Go ahead, Lou Dix.
Hey, listen, as you guys know, the Foxhole crew is has to always be in the know about everything. And that was proved when I, Louis Dix, was sent down to Hattiesburg, Mississippi by the Foxhole management to talk with that football player about playing football for the Minnesota Vikings. So I got in my BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo and got to his home around, I guess, 7 in the evening. We ate, talked a little bit. He said no until I put him in my BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo, and he saw how the BMW GT is loaded with crazy technology. And he said, and I quote, "Lou, this ride is science on wheels. Everything I need from internet to night vision, the GT has it covered." So just like we do here at the Foxhole, you Minnesota Viking fans need to thank us for getting that boy back, even though the Eagles are going to win it. I'm out.
No, they're not.
All right. Thank you for that fantastic fabrication right there.
Yeah, I don't
think that guy will let you on his goddamn property.
I'm confused.
John, it's hard to talk to you with your dreadlock draped over your shoulder like that.
Am I cascading?
Is it kind of sexy to you,
Kevin?
It
just looks like Eddie Murphy's braid and coming to me.
That was funny.
That was funny, Kevin.
Earlier on the show, we were talking about Dr. Laura, who made the nigga comments on her show, and now she has decided to resign. I'm not gonna say she lost her job, but she decided to, you know, to step down off of her show. You think that she should quit or be fired because she used the N-word 11 times in 5 minutes? How do you feel about that?
I feel like
we're going to go to Brandon T. Jackson first.
Funny,
he got his movie is out right now. Your movie's coming out.
You're funnier,
his
too.
Movie is out.
You're funnier than me, so I got to make
man,
sure
stop
I say my...
saying that. Be a said, man.
Shut up. Can I say that?
Yeah. Shut up.
Luke,
John. Get off his jaw,
get off
man.
Your jaw. Get him. Somebody cut his mic off, please.
There's a lot of sexual tension.
No, it's just that.
Oh, Kevin Hart, you did. Oh, Kevin Hart, you did.
Hold on for a second.
I'm about to get on Lou Dix.
No.
I'm a lion,
no,
son.
No, ain't going, dude, you ain't no lion. You a little cub.
What's this little turkey meat you got under your... No, dude. Stop.
Hold on. Somebody got to get up.
Now, somebody.
Somebody. Lou Dix, get up. Lou, get up.
You better take your half process hair out of here.
Oh, wow.
This I got hair, nigga. This I got hair.
Hold on 1 second. Now, let's stay on the subject. Brandon T. Jackson.
What up?
How do you feel about the Dr. Laura situation?
Are niggas going to stop saying nigga?
Niggas ain't.
No, then white people going to start saying nigga?
I decided to stop saying
I'm just saying, if black people keep saying it, white people going to keep saying it. It's real.
So or, do you feel, want to say it.
Do you feel she should have resigned or lost her job?
Yeah. But are niggas going to stop saying it? Are we going to bury the word or not? That's all I'm asking. I'm asking a question. I got nothing funny to say about it.
Nigga, please.
And exactly why white people keep saying it. Yeah, get Lou Dix.
Kevin Hart, how do you feel about the Dr. Laura situation?
His
Dr.
Laura.
His thing. Okay, you.
I can't even talk without the word nigga.
Okay, you're a damn fool.
You got to. Fuck.
You're a damn fool if you don't think white people say nigga all the time. All right? So the act shocks
when
you hear it.
In the private of my homes, I say hunky all the time.
All the time.
Well, how else will you call
that? Hunky.
So Jay Fox is in the house.
We're all racist.
Jimmy Fox is in the house.
Jamie Fox.
I'm in the house.
In the building.
Jamie.
In the building.
In the building.
Fox.
Suck something, punk. In the building. It's Fox Show Radio. What's cracking?
Other than the crack of your ass.
In the house, we
we got?
Alright, Bokeem Woodbine.
In the house we got?
Chris Berzer.
In the house we got?
The Murder.
In the house we got?
Brandon T. Jackson.
In the house we got?
It's your boy Speed.
Oh, come on. Stop
throw up time. Time to really throw up.
In the house we got?
TDP.
In the house, wait a minute. In my house we got special. He did a big, giant favor. Go ahead.
Well, the giant.
We got Kevin Hart, a.k.a. Kevin Chocolate Hart. Drop, a.k.a. Small Face, Little Body, a.k.a. My Time Is Coming, a.k.a. Pay-Per-View, because you got to pay to see me now, a.k.a. My Shirt's Little, but My Legs Aren't. I don't know which one I'm going to stick with, so I need to get them all out. Just need to get them all out.
And in the house, we got the number one porn star on Twitter only. On Twitter only. Last name Mac, first name Johnny, middle name motherfucking. When you see him out, I said, there goes
Johnny motherfucking Mac.
Hey, Montana.
That's I'm trying to be special. I'm gonna be. I'm gonna knock the bumps off a booty.
Wow!
Trying to be one of the bumps on a
booty. Nah. Let me ask you this. Y'all saw it, Fox.
I'm not gonna know.
You saw it.
I sent you the link.
Yeah. I have not seen it.
She got the same skin as
Lawrence Fishburne.
Jamie, you requested the video.
We're talking about doing a movie with Lawrence Fishburne.
Same skin as Morpheus.
Wow, y'all gotta
well,
stop.
Well, she is
man.
A daddy's girl.
Oh, I'm not gonna sit here and let you guys talk about it. Oh, all the Fox holders and all that. You know what? That's what I love about y'all. Y'all ain't changed. Y'all still satanic right now.
Well, yeah.
I understand that Lawrence Fishburne said that he
disowned
him. That's not.
I feel bad for him.
I don't think that would be my approach.
I was trying to get him.
If my daughter were to go that route. I would try to repair. I wouldn't say you're ostracized because I think that may. I don't know. I'm just guessing, but that may be somewhat of the problem.
Yeah.
She feels she hasn't been paid enough attention to. I mean, because immediately when I heard about that, I called my daughter and we cool, right?
You know what, Fox?
Ain't no strange people with a wave cap on trying to talk to you. Ain't a nigga with a do-rag and his dick in his hand trying to holler at you. Just let me know.
I'm gonna tell you something. Go ahead. I feel the same way, dude, because when you think about it, you know, as a father, it's wow. Like, the first reaction, wow, my baby's doing porn. So, I think what you said about Lawrence is right, you know.
What?
But my way to do it, my way honestly to handle it, if it's my daughter, I don't think there's nothing else for me to do but to knock her the fuck out.
Become the cameraman.
A punch to the face. One or the other. But a soul punch to the face can fix it.
She's 19.
Oh. Okay.
What do you say?
I think she's probably just going through a little phase.
Yeah,
I've been hanging with my daughter the whole summer. I'm not letting her go.
Brandon does have on a porn star chain.
I do. I don't know. I mean, I look at my daughter and in this business, you can get caught up with your own thing. Like, you know, you get caught, you're on the road, and the best way to do it is to bring your daughter with you. It's like, you know, mm-hmm. all of a sudden.
In this game run deep, so before these haters kill me in my sleep, I like to say it's been a pleasure. Reppin' to my last second through, done a lot of shit they'll never get to do. I like to say it's been a pleasure. Honor to be somebody they mention, but before these niggas stop paying attention, I just say it's been a pleasure.
She went and lost it right there.
You think she should quit?
Yeah, I think it's time to get on out of here.
Wow, she jumped the shark.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's her decision. I don't care either way. I never listen to her show anyway.
I think she's going to sit down on the side, let it cool down.
Yeah, she should probably let it do. I mean, we got in trouble too. We had to marinate a little bit.
Sometimes you do your thing, you say your apologies
and things like that. I think what's troubling me is that every time someone white gets mad at anybody, we get blame. We get Dog the Bounty Hunter said a bunch of nigga shit.
Don Imus.
Don Imus said some nigga shit.
Some new pictures of Dr. Lore for you, Fox. Got to feast your eyes on that.
Is she really with a nigga?
But here's the thing.
Is that really her?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
This is her for real?
Yeah. She had an affair with someone back in the day, and he released the picture.
So let me see. Wow, she looked like she could.
Shouts out to the full Beaver.
She looked like she could. She part of the sucker mean team.
You sucker.
Hysterical.
Oh, look at this pose right here. What is that?
Wow.
What's the name of that team again?
I don't know.
Sucker mean team.
Pigtails.
Sucker mean.
Chris Spencer.
No, that's her for real.
I already told you.
Bokeem, how do you feel? Did she should have resigned or just?
Yeah. No, she split. You know, right at the right time, which is what, a day after she said all of that?
Right.
What cracked me up, though, is when she said, I want to go ahead and explore my options to express my First Amendment right.
Right.
And all I could hear when she was saying that is, you want to be able to say nigga more often.
Right.
And you can't do it on the air. Sarah Palin wants to find a venue where she can say nigga.
But black people always say
Sarah Palin chimed in.
She said to reload.
On her Twitter.
Don't.
Retreat, reload
on those niggas.
Wow.
Explode on those niggas.
Well, give them more niggas.
Well, Sarah Palin was over
her. She can see Africa from her front yard.
Today, Chris Spencer, he still got it.
If you remember.
Holler at me, man. We doing things.
If you remember Sarah Palin when Barack clenched the Democratic nomination, she was overheard at a restaurant saying, "So Sambo beat the bitch."
Wow. I didn't know.
You can
can we do this though?
She said that.
Are we surprised? Listen, are we surprised that a lot of white people are racist? Are we really surprised?
I am. It surprises me every day when they say that my movie's striking well in African American, whatever. You know,
Fox, he has a problem with his movies coming out today.
Yeah, we're trying to separate our movies though.
And he said
the same thing. Well, they do. White kids like you, white kids like me, white kids like Kevin.
No,
you know,
don't.
White kids hate loose dicks. The thing is this, though.
Look at Louis. Louis just gave up.
Well, I don't have a seat. I'm gonna go to Guy Black and have a conference. Me and Guy Black are gonna talk this
over. It is what.
What I'm saying is this, Jamie.
Go ahead, Louis.
They always try to act like. The white kids don't like us, and they separate our movies, separate us away from them, and go, African Americans like them. No, everybody likes Jamie Foxx, everybody likes Brandon, everybody likes Kevin. And you know what I'm saying? The thing is this, though.
You
it's
just
like,
waved at Louis.
My thing is, it's just, I'm tired of separation because I grew up in the burbs. And when I would say nigga, my white people would think it was cool to say, oh my God, yeah, nigga, you're great. You know what I mean? It's always
now
that.
Now I understand.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
What,
now you see what it is.
I understand what it is.
I grew up in the burbs. Yeah, I can tell. You know what I mean? What it is.
Most of us are niggas. Yeah. You really are.
My thing is this, though. I'm from seven.
None of us grew up in the suburbs.
No, but it's both, though. My dad's church was in the hood, so we both go to
Whoa.
But did you have stray dogs in your neighborhood?
Yes.
Stray dogs in your neighborhood.
When I was 15, my dad moved me out to the suburbs. My dad was a hard-working black man.
Saying,
listen,
right there.
Listen,
did you let this man talk?
Yeah, he got a movie coming out.
Listen, beautiful.
He's hard. He's from the cul-de-sac. Oh. Finish.
you gave me that tag for that joke. I'm using that. I am from the cul-de-sac. But thing is this, though. You cannot separate us. Black people are cool. We are. And white kids know this.
But why do you feel there's a separation? They just said it's tracking well. They said this movie is tracking well with African Americans.
Just African Americans.
And off the chain with niggers.
Hey.
11 of them.
Right.
11 niggers.
We can't get mad when they say nigger. That's all I'm saying.
No, wait. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Okay, how am I wrong?
Yes, I can.
I
want to
hear this.
Let me go to your neighborhood and call me a nigger.
First of all, there are certain things. And what's amazing is this, is that anytime someone says Jewish or jokes about Jews, it is completely shut down.
Yeah.
You know why? Because Jewish people ain't taking that shit. They can call themselves whatever name they want to call them. But we have to understand that if we want to call ourselves whatever we want to call ourselves, we can. But at the same time, they can't because they're the ones who actually originated the hate.
Bam.
We didn't originate the hate. You got to understand this. If we're really going to talk about it, the discussion of it is this. It's called slave residue. Mm. Like for 500 years, if you do one thing for 500 years, there's a DNA in this country. Right. And that DNA has yet to be washed out. I mean, think about it. When I was born in the 60s, I mean, there were still black bathrooms and white bathrooms. So you got to understand, those people that were born in the 50s still have that DNA.
And the 30s for Lou Dick.
That's annoying, though. But a new generation, we don't like it.
But here's the thing. As a new generation, what you have to do is this. You have to move forward as a new generation. But also understand that the parents the parents mm-hmm. of the kids that you feel are the new generation mm-hmm. when they go home. So, are you still hanging out with your nigger friends? Don't get too close. Now, the Brandon one, he's good because he believes like we believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's a nice nigger.
But the like thing like is this. Don't be ashamed of whatever you feel is black. Because one thing I know, Flip Wilson said this. Mm. Flip Wilson said, keep your nigger coat handy and fitted. What he meant was is that, yeah, you will be able to go pop. You will be able to have a lot of people like you in the mainstream. But at the end of the day, a white girl told me this. A publicist. We were hanging out. She goes to a country club in New York. Really, really, you know, well-to-do. No Jews or no blacks are allowed. No minorities are allowed in this country club, right? And she's a tennis instructor. She tells me, I'm so upset with my parents. Of what? They just don't like minorities. Of what? They don't like Mexicans. They don't like Koreans. They don't like... I said, really? What about blacks? Oh, my God, no. No. Wow. I said, why? Well, they talk about your sexual prowess. They talk about how you play sports. I just overhear my father talking with his friend. I said, really? I said, well, what about Barack and Tiger? Well... Yeah,
they're
I mean,
different.
They like them. I said, but what do you mean? Well, yeah, they like them. I said, well, she said, they wait for a black person to make a mistake so they can hate him again.
Right. Wow.
So you got to understand that that's the mentality. But here's the thing. That does not say that every white person is a racist. But there are some white people out there that don't even know that they're racist because they feel like this is their land. Mm-hmm. This is what they built. Their forefathers gave them. Think about this. If you think about the forefathers that actually enslaved all of us, how do you think they would feel if they were to see that Barack Obama was president? They would say,
niggas.
They would say, no, they would say, you new white generation failed us because we set this up a certain way. There's no way they could have got with that.
You do know black men are hot right now with white girls, right? I'm just being real though. Like because of, no. I only date black women. Stop. My baby mama's black. Stop.
Your baby mama.
But your wife would be white.
Jesus. My thing is this.
My tires are black.
Who's this guy? Where'd he come from? Who's this guy? What's up, dude?
TDP.
Where'd he come from? Let me see.
We got niggas on the sideline ready to come in.
No, my thing is this, though, Jamie.
You got new mustaches.
Those are all the words of new Brandon T. Jackson.
No. My baby mama is black, so I date black women. My thing is, I'm tired of. No, my thing is, have y'all been in Atlanta? Have y'all been to ATL lately? ATL?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm trying to give y'all a word from the young people, as Lou Dick say. I'm trying to tell y'all what it is on some just like.
Brandon, pick a topic and stick on it. God damn it.
All right, Kevin.
Hey, let's talk about Percy Jackson.
Can we do something? Bro, can you let the dude finish?
All I'm saying is, I was at a place where black people, listen, white people, Chinese people, everything, Pakistanis, they were all dancing and having a good time together. And this was in the ATL in the South, right? And it was all hip-hop. That's what it was. So my thing is this. I think we always going backwards, going, we this, we that, which is fine. I get it. Not saying sell out. It's just like, let's keep going. Like, let's move forward. That's just my opinion. Because I white kids come up to me all the time. White kids know Jamie Foxx. White kids love them. They can't keep going. Jamie Foxx is great. Tracking well in the African American communities. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's a good thing. No, I think what's happening.
No, it is a good thing.
Can I say? I think I know what you're going through. You're going through an artistic thing. Mm. You're going through a thing of what we go up against when we say, "Well, it's tracking well in African American."
Yeah.
And that doesn't taste good to you because of the fact that you want to be world renowned and universal. This is what I can tell you though. The more true to who you are. Is how much more they will like you. Mm-hmm. Here's the question. Is hip hop, is Lil Wayne pop or is Lil Wayne ghetto? Which one is
he? No, he's pop now.
He's pop.
Yeah.
So that lets you know something. Lil Wayne don't bite his tongue about anything he like. He like to call himself nigga. He talk shit. He talk about whatever he does. And they embrace it because like when Seinfeld was on, he talked about all the Jewish things that he wanted to in his life and everybody embraced it. It's something about being happy about who you are and what your culture has to give. It's like I'm watching Dead Presidents the other day. To me, that's Oscar shit.
Great movie.
I don't care what anybody says, but we can't get upset upset when they say it's this way because it's been that way for 500 years. Okay. So when you look at the steps that we're making, I put what you're saying into it too. Barack Obama is a step forward in getting past racism. There's going to be some people that are going to hold on. Your Dr. Laura's, your Dog the Bounty Hunters, your Glenn Beck's.
They need to get diarrhea and die.
Your Bill O'Reilly's. I mean, these people, you got to understand, they want things to be a certain way. They are the ones trying to take it back a few steps because now they realize, wow, hip-hop and free thinking actually is about to win. And then they'll say to themselves, where do we fit in all this? Because they're used to...
legalize it.
Yeah, they're used to managing or controlling the whole situation. So you got to understand, for a white person that's racist, it's the pressure cooker right now, because people ain't really with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin Hart.
Here's my thing about it though. When you talk about the whole thing with stepping forward and you know the white versus the black in that world. Me myself, I know where I came from. I know what got me to where I'm at. Paper Soldiers. Soul Plane, I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Those are two hood movies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hood ass movies. I don't have no mainstream audience without my hood beginnings. Yeah, so for me to look at anything and to say, yo man, why they keep putting me in a nigga circle? I personally don't give a fuck because those are the motherfuckers that fuck with me and love me now. Yeah. No, and my life is able to be at a certain point.
I'm not saying that. Listen, Brandon,
I get what you're saying. You're saying that, hey, I don't want you to categorize to say we're tracking well in this community.
Say that word again.
I'm saying white kids. Well. I'm saying white kids like us too.
But Brandon, listen, you shouldn't give a fuck how it's tracking because it has nothing to do with your journey. Like, your journey is for you. Like, what people think about your movie, whatever. That's one step in a career that's supposed to be long.
We'll let you know tomorrow.
Let me ask you this. What was Eddie Murphy? Was Eddie Murphy a pop star or was he a nigga?
He stayed that.
Yeah. I mean, you know what?
Pluto Nash might have dropped him out of it.
the nigga pulled the donkey shit off like a nigga. That was the most incredible. Yeah. He changed the way you watch animation.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, even Cat Williams tried to do it in a Cats and Dogs?
I got kids. You got small.
They killed that cat in that movie. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Claudia.
I'm in the Salem Asylum now.
I was on stage with a young man who was budding, coming up, big music guy, and he felt that because of the people that came to see him, he had made it. He said it was a majority white crowd and that we had made it. I said, be careful. I said, no, look. I said, I understand that, but it ain't nothing like black people. When black people support you, it ain't nothing like some niggas that love you. When niggas love you, it's amazing. So what happened was he made a mistake. And all them white people that he thought was fans, I fucking hate this guy.
Fucking nigga.
Wow. This fucking
nigga.
They turned his back. He made one mistake. And I'm going to tell you what it was.
Stop talking about Wayne Brady like that.
No. No, but it was so bad that the white people was mad at me for what he did. I get on the plane. There he is. I'll deal with him in a second. When you get to 28,000 feet, you're going to have to deal with me. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because I had seen the Kanye thing like on my iPhone. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's cool. That's Kanye being Kanye. I didn't put anything else into it because I was like, he always goes up on stage and he fucks with some people. Right. So I turned it off. Man, by the time I get to the airport, man, white people looking at me like, yeah, there he is. Yeah, he knows him.
they gold digger. Together.
Look at him. Gold digger. Fucking gold nigga.
What do you think?
So I get on the plane. The lady can't wait till she pull my tray down. What is his problem? How dare he walk up to that pure white angel. The King Kong of it all is what's getting me. It chaps my ass up.
What is she again? What is she again?
The pure white.
Pure white angel, unadulterated. What he drinks mineral water and he comes up there with his King Kong ways, swatting at planes, climbing up the fucking building. Why, oh, why would he do that? I thought it was Nancy Grace. Why did he do that?
Nancy Grace.
And I said, babe, I don't even know what the fuck you talking about if you don't bring my motherfucking shrimp toast out here and my goddamn Hennessy flat and my hot rag and let me lean this motherfucking chair back and go to sleep, you white bitch.
Hey, what does Speedy do to piss white people off? Why don't they support him now? No, really. Kevin has a white girlfriend.
But here was the thing. Here's what was funny.
Kevin has a white girlfriend.
The lady was so mad at me, right? And I was like, I said, baby, I get it. What happened? She came up there. She was going to get her award. It was the first time getting her award. Her mother, everybody was there, and it was just this and it was that. And all of a sudden, he came up there, and he just, I said, well, okay, well, do you know the girl? I said, what's her song? Do you know a Taylor Swift song? Well, no, I don't know. They didn't even know the song.
She's white.
I didn't even know her.
But
she was a pure white
angel. But at the same time, it was like, you know, there was that situation where we always say this. We say that there is no racism, right?
Right.
But we all are racist. Right. Because when Floyd Mayweather was fighting the white boy from London, how many black people was actually
Ricky Hatton?
How many white people was actually rooting for Floyd? And how many black people was actually rooting for Ricky Hatton?
They had a song for Ricky Hatton.
That fight looked like Harlem Nights when they were standing up on the black side or the white side.
I'm gonna knock your ass out.
Wait, now, but listen, is that racist or is that being for your race?
No, it's not necessary. It's whatever you want to call it.
Mine was definitely racist.
Yeah, mine's racist.
But here's my thing is, we all root for our own team.
Right. Yeah.
The problem is that when you get treated badly because you are proud, like when people say, yeah, you only voted for Barack because he was black. Mm. It's a black thing. I said, well, why can't I be happy that the dude is black? Do you see what happened to us in this country to see all of us come together like that? That's an amazing thing. Now, you just bring it all the way down to he's just black. We were on this show and I said, I'm voting for Barack Obama because he's black when he's 30 points down. The phone lines lit up with nothing but black people saying, I will not vote for Barack Obama just because he's black.
Right.
You are going to have to show me what he's about. So that lets you know that we just don't jump on the bandwagon. You know, we're the toughest people in the world. Look at fucking Wyclef. Nigga, they put hits out on, nigga, you run, I'll kill you, nigga. Yeah. For what?
There was the other Fugees.
That's Lauryn Hill.
That's Lauryn Hill, Carly.
The other two Fugees, like, motherfucker.
I think something you said earlier, Jamie, like, as far as the progress being made and people becoming more forward thinking, you know, the newer, younger generation is getting the people, the establishment that do want things the way they were. They are getting, you know, it is a pressure cooker. You see a lot of them bursting now and messing up on air. And they used to have it under control in controls. And they're losing
it
now.
Because the reason of it is
Drake
that people
is uniting
like,
the forces. Drake is uniting white
people. I see way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all?
Don't Drake always sound like he just woke up?
What am I doing?
What are you doing?
Like, what are you doing, Drake? I'm sorry.
But the thing is that you got to understand, those people are now going like, the people like the Sarah Palins, the people like the Glenn Becks and all those people, man, do you actually think they really like other races? Do you actually think they're like, man, look at the pressure they putting on Mexicans in Arizona. What happens when they say, okay, yeah, the niggas is getting out of control? I mean, what happens when all that happens?
Really got the Mexicans.
And the thing is
the
that, Mexicans. Look how sharp.
Expendables is about them.
Chris Spencer joke. Buzz Light joke of the day.
That was dope. That was good.
But the thing is like this. No, you know what the one white correspondent on Fox said? They're going to get that law passed because America is bullshit, basically. They will not stand up for the Mexicans to make sure that nothing is wrong for them. And nobody did. Nobody stood up. Nobody really said, you know, let's not get to, nobody's talking about it now. And these people are going through it. It's like, you know, at a certain point, you gotta say, hey, not all anybody is one way, but there are some of you that are very influential that are dictating how people think and how people feel. Because I don't blame the people in Arizona, but I blame the old politicians that cater to
McCain.
The fears and the insecurities of you. If we wanted to, the way we were treated in slavery, if we wanted to, we could get on BET and 24 hours a day talk about how tragic that was and incite every black person in the world
to
hate white people.
That's what they do.
So you're saying we need slavery uncut?
But we don't want that.
What's cracking?
Other than the crack of your ass.
TDP's off the chain. Johnny motherfucking Mac Hollins.
We got a phone call from South Carolina. Odell from South Carolina. What's up, Odell?
Yes, sir. I want to say a couple of things. First of all, if you take the last three letters of any word and you dedicate the IST to it, it only simplifies that is what you have dedicated your life to. And the second thing I want to announce is nobody funnier than the motherfucking Foxhole. I don't
Hear, hear. Way to go, nigga.
That was smart, nigga.
Drink your motherfucking Moscato and have a motherfucking nap.
Hey, let me tell you. What's my name?
Odell. In your ass.
Odell, it's Jamie Foxx, Foxhole Fan Extreme. You got 15 seconds to say whatever you want to say on your mind, man.
Everybody that is not inside of the motherfucking Foxhole, bitch, you'll never be funnier. Wow. So you may as well just stay your ass at home. I mean, it's okay to do your interview. Come on, man. We gonna watch your movies. But remember this shit. Nobody's gonna be funnier than the motherfucking Foxhole. So take that. Ride with it, bitch, and deal with it.
Thunderbird Productions presents Odell. That's right, Foxhole Radio.
Wait, we got another phone call. We got
that nigga cleaned up that shit he said.
Yeah, I didn't get it at first. We got Greg from L.A. What's up, Greg?
Show me. What's going on, Foxhole? How y'all doing?
Holla at me, man.
What up, what up?
Hey, shit. Hey, man, I got a question, man. Something's been bothering me since I've been listening earlier. Louis Vix, what the fuck is your problem? I'm just being real now. That's fine, so we can be real on it. Why the fuck did you ask Brandon T. Jackson earlier because he ought to make more? What was your analysis behind it?
Who did you get banged on, dog? Tell him what it is, dog. Tell him what it is.
Okay, young man. Listen, Greg. I know you're from L.A.
Greg, get him.
I know your panties are in a bunch right now.
Wow.
But listen, I asked him that because I wanted to ask him. Just because the Foxhole is the Foxhole, the one thing about us is we're who we are.
I got gangsters.
So Fox don't have a problem with me asking the questions I ask. Hey, you know what? Go suck something, punk.
Blue Dick's black Spider-Man suit.
Put that in your s'more.
Well, that's certainly one way of dealing with it.
I think Louis Dick's mustache is a toupee.
Hey, yo, Louis Dick's mustache is caught on fire. Y'all see that?
Louis mustache caught on fire.
I just want to make sure everybody understand that in Phoenix, what it is if you're Latino in Phoenix, you could be pulled over for being Latino until you show your paperwork that you belong here. So everybody need to understand that's what it is.
You could Twitter me at Brandon T. Jackson.
Speedy, what did you do? What that?
I'm bringing knowledge.
But Speedy, why did that fact jump out? Like, where did you
I was trying to get it in earlier and then Johnny.
It's like, Speedy, I try to root for you in life, but you do things like that to make me realize, like, you're never going to make it with this attitude.
Follow me
I think we need to be better friends with Speedy. Y'all got to call him on shit like that. Like, it was a fact for no reason.
Kevin, why you going so hard on Speedy, man?
Hey, don't take the tag off a mattress. You can go to jail. Your points sometimes, Speedy, just aren't relevant, and we gotta acknowledge that, guys.
Hysterical.
It's a positive day, and Speedy, when you bring that stuff in there, you take back what was just said.
It's better than Lou Dick, though.
Come
Lou
on,
yo, it's Jamie Foxx, Foxhole Radio. Oh, this is my favorite right here,
my man.
Iceberg from New York City.
Not me.
What up, Bird?
Yo, man, let me tell you something, man. I don't even know why anybody even talking about this bitch, Dr. Laura, whatever the fuck her name is, man. Yo, there's a lot of pressure out here in white America. I drive trucks. I go in some towns, dog. I'm hungry. I walk into a restaurant. I see Confederate flags and shit flying. I turn my eyes right around. You ain't going to piss at my food.
That's called wild lemonade.
There's racism out here. And Dr. Lord, the only point that jumped out at me is, y'all niggas should be happy. There is a black president, and look how many motherfuckers go at Barack Obama. Look at all the disrespect that comes to Barack Obama. All the fucked up shit Bush did, people held their mouth. Yo, people step over the line with Barack damn near every fucking day on TV. He is the leader of the free world. We need to respect him. You ain't got to like him, but show him some respect. And I feel bad for him because let Barack stand up to these motherfuckers. You know when a black man shows assertiveness, they turn and they say he's aggressive.
Where is Barack's team? That's what I want to know.
They work.
I'm gonna tell you what it is. You know what, Iceberg?
They work.
I'm gonna say right now, Iceberg. I'm gonna say this. We've always enjoyed you coming on here and giving us something real funny and zany, but that right there, man, may be the most powerful statement that you've made. Yeah.
Right.
And that's amazing, man. We're going to applaud you on that. And
yeah, we're going to try experiment.
Where's Biden at? Where is
Can I tell you what it is?
Yeah, I want
to. It speaks to the Democratic Party, period. I call myself an aggressive Democrat.
If a
Republican says something about us, I'm going to say something about them fucked up. Because they come at us like they don't give a shit.
Right.
And that's the thing about it. They don't give a shit. They'll endorse a puppy. They don't give a shit who it is running. As long as he's
not a cat.
Exactly. As long as he's Republican, they don't give a shit. What we have to do, we are like R&B singers.
Right.
That's how Democrats are. It's like, he got his record
he's
out.
Smooth.
He got fringe on his. We don't like to. What I wanted to happen was Barack, Clinton, Biden, Jesse Jackson, even.
Yeah.
What's my other man's name? DePern?
Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton.
I want all of those Democratic people to come together because all of them singularly will sink each other. Even if Barack now was dealing with a thing with the mosque, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a Democrat, you talk to Barack Obama and you roll with him no matter what.
Right.
Because he understands what's really going on. This guy is the first president we've had in a long time that actually understands how America is supposed to work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, when America does work, a lot of times we don't like it because it doesn't work in their advantage.
Yeah.
We have to be more assertive. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you seen a Barack Obama T-shirt?
When's the last time you're talking about?
Exactly.
This.
We don't.
Where's Biden though? Where's Biden?
Biden can help you and hurt you. Because Biden to get out there and say something, you know,
dumb shit. A lot of slip of the tongue.
But all I can tell you is like this. You got to have more balls because at the end of the day, even with George Bush, and I knew George Bush was fucking up.
Yeah.
But when they threw the shoe at him, I was like, hold on. You can't just throw the shoe at my folks, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's still America. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so it's like, it's not a racist thing. It's an American thing.
Where's Hillary, though? Where's Hillary?
It's very disappointing to me as a Democrat that it seems like when Barack Obama's poll numbers were through the roof, everybody's on his nuts. Now that he's having some troubles, everybody's abandoning him.
He's been in office for a year and a half?
I know, they give
Bush. Right. Bush, we had wars. No, nigga, I was in high school watching this. The towers come down. Forget that. No, I'm done. Dude.
I'm saying fellow Democrats like Jamie said, they need to get behind him and support the man, and they do not.
I'm sick of people.
They give college coaches
all I can tell you is
two
like
years
this.
To get it together.
Listen. With Barack Obama, we already knew, and if he didn't know this, you know, I know he's too smart to know. Not to know this.
Right.
It's going to be a way tougher sled. It's just like when we worked with the Marines, right? I worked with an African-American Marine. He said, when I had a black Marine come in, I couldn't treat him special. If anything, I had to treat him harder.
Right.
Because of the fact that he was black and they felt like, that I might treat him favorably. We know that Barack Obama's going to have a tougher time. And I will say this. Yeah, the poll numbers are down, but Barack Obama is so similar to William Clinton, President Clinton, because President Clinton's numbers was not... If not low, then lower than what Barack Obama's were his first 2 years.
Right.
I guarantee you the second and the third year of Barack Obama's presidency, by the fourth year, he will be absolutely soaring. Because here's the thing. They don't understand how tough media is. Media is a fun, funny, interesting thing. When media loves you, they love you to death. When they hate you to death. But when they get tired of hating you, what else they got to do? They got to love you again. So they'll love you again. It's Fox O Radio.
Chris Brown is coming back, yes.
Hilarious. Man, this has been crazy. I got to say this, though.
Claudia's a Democrat.
I got to say this.
Wow.
I got to say this.
You said about the pets up.
Good one, Speedy. That was a good one.
I got to say this. Something very, very wonderful happened with Foxhole. Huh. Foxhole did something special on this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Foxhole went to Sacramento. And we did the Bobby Jackson Comedy for Cancer, Comedy All-Stars in Sacramento at the Masonic Temple. We put this together in 10 days.
Right.
We did two shows. The first show was actually, they asked why did I suggest put the first show on. I said, listen, we're going to shoot this, and we need sort of a blueprint, a run-through.
What was
amazing about that show is that everybody did their best. The first show was absolutely like, pulling teeth because it was like 5 o'clock, But it was funny because if you really made them people laugh, we knew that the second show was going to be absolutely incredible.
Right.
I got to say this. Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm. I called Kevin Hart, and despite how great Kevin is doing right now, I mean, he's on the road selling out 4,000 or 5,000 seats. He's making
$250,000.
Just nothing. Just whatever. Yeah, we're just out there.
$250,000 a night.
We're just, you know, just doing the shows.
Let him do it, Kevin. Yeah.
You don't want to get kidnapped.
You're going to be in Soul Plane 3.
$250,000 a night. Hilarious.
As soon as I walk out, get in the truck, nigga. Oh, not like this, Jesus.
Yeah, not like this. But he's making a lot of money. He's really on his way up. I called Kevin and begged him. I said, listen, man. It's for two good causes. One cause, the Foxhole Radio, we're trying to do something to put on DVD to make people come out and watch. The second part of it, which is the most interesting part of it, is Comedy for Cancer.
Right.
Which this benefits a lot of breast cancer victims and people that are dealing with that. They absolutely enjoyed what you came and did, man. You did two sets. Both of the sets absolutely different.
Right.
Fresh material. I won't give it away, but I just got to say, Pineapples, nigga,
pineapples.
The most incredible shit I had ever heard in my life.
Thank you, man. You did a good job.
I don't think you understand. It was just absolutely amazing, man. And for you to come down, and actually he gave up $100,000 that he was supposed to get, and he came and worked for, you know, all that we could give. Which was, you know, nothing, 50,000, whatever it was. But he came and he worked like he was getting paid, man.
Right.
And everybody that was at this show was tweeting and absolutely enjoyed it, man. So big ups to Kevin Hart.
Off the hook, man. Yeah, man. No problem, dude.
I gotta say, what's my girl name? Coco Brown.
Coco Brown. Mm. Coco Brown.
Absolute speedy.
Speedy.
Even.
It was a shocker.
Speedy was funny. Lou Dix was great. Funny.
Yeah. Wait, Lou Dix was great.
They both.
Can I please tell y'all Speedy's the fucking the Louis Dix joke that they had going backstage? Right.
Well, oh yeah.
Listen, this is the funniest shit I've ever heard. Louis Dix was like stage managing, right? Okay. So they said Louis was coming back trying to control shit. That was stupid. He said, "Hey, before we go up and do sound checks, does anybody need a left-handed microphone?"
I gotta say this. This show was fucking amazing.
Incredible.
It's my first show directing.
Right.
Along with Deion Taylor.
Great job.
My partner in No Brainer. When I say we kept, and y'all know how hard this is. You know how we do stand up, and it's hard to capture stand up.
Right.
Because it'll be funny in that room.
Right.
And you won't catch none of that. Right. So you'll be like, damn, what the fuck? I thought I was killing right there.
I was dead.
Why is the camera angle on the back of my
video?
Why is it on my hip? I'm back behind the camera, myself and Deion. And Deion Taylor and No Brainer and Roxanne put it together in 10 days.
Right.
Along with the Foxhole, Claudia,
right.
TDP, yeah. Johnny Mack. God Black, Ron Artest.
Big up Ron Artest,
who was fabulous, man. He came through and did his thing. I gotta say this on the show, this is gonna come out on DVD under the Foxhole brand for the Foxhole Radio and for No Brainer. Coco Brown became a star.
Yeah, she just there.
She became an absolute star.
Yeah, he killed that second. Yeah.
She killed Smokey.
Oh my God.
Who the first show? I was like, who is this dude? Absolutely smashed.
The Arab guy, Vincent O'Shaughnessy.
Oh,
he was
man.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Spencer knows it. When I got on the phone with Vincent O'Shaughnessy, I said, yo, man, I said, Jamie, let me tell you, Jamie, first of all, let me tell you this. I'm funny than any fucking body you have on a fucking show. Listen, I'm going to go on here and read for this fucking show, whatever it is, called Bones. I never watched it in my life. I'm going to kill the shit. And then I'm going to call you right back because I'm going to make that. So I was thinking, I said, this motherfucker better be good. This dude
is
a star, man. He killed it.
Tony Robbins.
Before I get to that. My man with the
Rob Stapleton
smash.
Yeah, he killed.
And then last but definitely not least, Tony Roberts, man, who had to come up behind a lot of stuff. Kid and Play Slam.
Yeah.
Lloyd Slam.
Yeah.
We blamed it on the alcohol.
Yeah.
We passed out shots.
Yeah.
We did all of this
before
Tony Roberts came out, and when he came on stage, he absolutely murdered it. And I mean, it was a lot to come behind. He killed it. The funniest joke to me with Tony Roberts was, this girl's breath was so bad, it smelled like someone was hanging up skunks in her mouth. And he took the mic and was hanging up the skunks, man. Absolutely brilliant show. You will hear about this. Look for it on DVD. We appreciate everybody coming out and supporting. Here's the great thing about it. After the show, I met with some ladies that were suffering from breast cancer.
Right.
And this is what I did, and this is what Claudia is going to help me out with. And Claudia is actually getting ready to launch her show.
Yep.
So look out for Claudia's show, not just on the radio. It's actually going to be filmed. But these are some of the things we're going to tackle. I met some of the ladies that we were talking to about breast cancer. Uh-huh. And I got their phone numbers with their husbands, you know, and everything. And I said, listen, this is what I do. I have a young lady who suffers from cancer. Uh-huh. On my text message, every other day or every other week, I send her what I call bundles of energy, meaning I send her a great positive message. Maybe it'll have a quote for somebody, because you know how you feel. We're really connected to our phones. If we get a great text, we rolling. Right. If we get a bad text, but damn, you know. Right. So what we're doing is we're going to make a list, and hopefully we'll get everybody in the world that has ever been touched by breast cancer or knows somebody that hasn't, and we're going to start a huge net of sending out positive messages to people that have been affected by breast cancer. I just sent my first text to a young lady. I won't say her name on the radio, but she came up to me with her husband, and her husband said, hey, Jamie, you know, my wife is suffering from breast cancer, and immediately we grabbed hands, and I know it's weird, but we did share a prayer in the club.
That's a beautiful thing.
But it was a beautiful thing. I said, you know what, no matter what, we shared a prayer. We got her number. We've already sent a few text messages to her just to let her know that we care. So we'll be doing that. And some of the proceeds from the DVD that we will go out with will benefit breast cancer from here on out. This will be our annual. This will be our annual. Every time we do the Foxhole Radio, we will benefit breast cancer in some sort of way, and also other organizations. So this is a great thing, man. Thank you for everybody.
Hey, my mom, 7 years cancer, so she's still with us, and her birthday is April 24th. So we're excited.
I love this.
It's
good stuff.
Also, shouts out, man. I got to give Naeem Lynn. He was in there.
Oh,
shouts
my God. Yeah, I'm tripping.
The dirty baby.
Listen, Naeem, let me tell you something. The joke, I don't want to give his jokes away, but the joke about if the girl, come on, man, say something, man.
Yeah, take Speedy's spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Bitch. Is this Wednesday?
Small head, motherfucker.
What up, y'all?
Go ahead. Yo, man, first of all, man, absolutely amazing. I'm going to tell you what's great about his set. Every comedian in the world wish we could just stand there and just deliver jokes and have people go crazy. I know I got to every once in a while jump into the crowd. You know what I'm saying? I remember Chris Spence was like, yo, Fox, you ain't got to do that no more. You, Jamie Foxx. I know. But to just be able to stand there, man. First of all, how'd you feel, man, doing the show, man?
I felt good, man. I was happy with the opportunity. Shit was off the chain.
Oh, man, it was cool, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
cool.
For a comedian, and I understand, because being a comedian, we knew how to get the room right.
Right.
Because when we first walked
in,
the room was a little like, okay. But Roxanne and Dion, on the drop of a hat, I can't say enough of them. They went and got the carpet laid down.
Great call.
We laid up the blackout thing, and we made it real intimate. So we will take that model and upgrade it just a little bit. We don't want to go too extravagant, but we would take that model everywhere. So people have already called in San Francisco. People have already called in Atlanta. Wow. People have already called in Miami. We talked about this 5 years ago, man. We'd love to have you have a part. I know you're doing a Kevin Hart's thing right now.
I don't need that shit.
What you got going on?
Shout out to leaving
your friends.
That shit is short-lived.
But here's the thing. Thank you, man. The one joke you know your girl is probably a hoe when she
the head joke.
Yeah, the head joke.
Go do it. Do it. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Dude,
this is how you listen.
No, so everybody can not laugh this time.
Whoa.
Set myself up.
No.
Speedy would have did it.
No, but here's the thing.
I don't want to be where Speedy is.
You do.
All I can tell you is this, man. Thank you for that. Now, here's the thing. We talked about this for 3 years on this show about actually taking Foxhole out. Now it's official.
Right.
You will now see, because Louis Dix has whispered in my ear, I'm sick of the bullshit. I'm about to blaze the motherfucking mic. So understand that. Louis Dix is coming right now. Understand that. Y'all understand?
We're not coming.
Louis Dix said he's coming. Speedy was fabulous. I got to say this about Speedy set. Speedy, when he talked about fucking Brian Russell
and the hairline
with Chico, but the Brian Russell thing with the oh my God, the Michael Jordan shit. So here's the thing. I know we gotta go, but here's the thing. We're getting ready. Great. This show will be going on the road. Thanks to Bo. Okay, shit, you throwing me off.
Getting back on stage. I'm missing all the fun. I'm getting back on stage.
Brandon T. Jackson's getting back on stage.
Yeah, which no one cares.
Carry on.
Okay, that's cool. That's
I'm all right.
No, but here's the thing. I want to get this
Kevin, look out for me, dog. Kevin, look out for me, dog. That's all I'm saying.
I want to get this out. We will be coming to cities. We will be doing shows. The Foxhole Radio Show will do its thing first on that Friday.
Right.
Our show will probably land on that Saturday.
Right.
And we'll probably do some type of celebrity basketball game on that Sunday.
Right.
The All Stars is coming up. All Star Weekend is coming. Wow. So Marcus King and everybody else is going to get rally around. We're going to make sure that we definitely have a presence during the All Star in L.A.
Right.
Where we will do a show. We don't know if we want to make it too big. What we may do is scale down places, you know, 4,000, 5,000, maybe the amphitheater, something like that, maybe the
Yeah, it's weird. That's why I'm performing that tonight. Maybe. It's crazy.
As a matter of fact, let me get right. Kevin Hart will be at the amphitheater tonight. I'm going there. We're going to check it out. It's Kevin Hart. It's Earthquake. Oh, it's Craig Robinson.
Bronny, Al Madrigal. This is the
radio station.
Yeah.
But I've just been lying, telling people it's my show.
It's all good.
I want to thank. I just got through watching Dead Presidents, and I watched the performance of Bo Kane Woodbine, which was absolutely amazing. To see him transition from Vietnam all the way over to The Preacher was amazing. I still think Ozzy. And we got some things on the table,
Appreciate you, man, that we
can really talk about because we left some stuff on the table. Now we got our companies up and running. We ready to roll.
Love that.
Chris Spencer.
He has a new movie coming out.
Bo King.
What's the name of?
Oh, yeah. Go see Devil, September 17th.
Look at Fox face. Look at Jimmy Fox.
What the hell?
Go see Devil, September 17th in the theaters.
I'm going to see that. That shit look crazy, too.
I'm going to see it in my church. I'm going to watch it in church.
I'm happy to see Chris Spencer. We got a lot to talk about, man.
Well, listen, I did two Showtime specials. Yeah. One airs tomorrow at 9 o'clock, where I host it. It's called Chris Spencer Presents the Minority Report. So I bring up three comics, and then my other special will be out in October. Chris Spencer, the other Chris.
Wow, amazing! And we will ask Chris Spencer to come and do the Foxhole Show. Brandon T. Jackson's new movie is on his way.
Lottery ticket. Is out today.
Go see it.
Yes, sir. Make it track everywhere, guys.
Girl on UConn and 105th.
Support black film.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to see it right now. I got to say this, man. I'm so excited. We got a lot of shit moving right now. I still want to thank everybody that came out for the sketch show. We launching that sketch show that's coming out. Afion Crockett. Jonathan Kite Blaze, Samantha Nagel Blaze, Erica Ash Blaze. Samantha's off.
Jamie, when we were all hanging out
Samantha's off.
Yeah. I wanted to knock her out.
Yeah,
Samantha's off. Right?
Yeah,
Samantha, she's a little crazy.
No, yeah. Samantha, I said, Samantha, can you talk in your regular voice? What do you mean? Can I talk in my regular voice? Of course I can. Yeah. But let it rock.
It's a lot of energy.
She will not stop doing characters. Remind me of Anthony Hopkins with The Dummy.
she knows every hip hop lyric.
She knows every fucking. It's crazy, man. Nah, we could do hours. Listen, it's a brand new thing going on. No Brainer is doing things, man. Yeah. Foxhole's doing thing, man. Fox Kings, man. We doing it, man. We on another level. We will see y'all. Look, when I look to the right of me, I see my friend who's got himself together, Chris Barron.
Yeah, EZ. Love you, baby.
Best of us now.
He's a vegan.
He's a vegan now. He's coming to get his thing back. When I look to the left, man. Oh, I see you, Zoe. I see you, Zoe, man.
The
wizard, the mind of.
Right. Impossible.
What's the name of the show?
Voice of Reason.
The Voice of Reason. That's a Voice of Reason.
It's only on your network.
I call it the Wizard. I see Beverly Hills Opportunity. It's a balmy 85. Shout out to all my Leos. Happy birthday. We about to get it in. It's going down. When I die, heaven better be off the chain. Because I'm having a ball. Foxhole Radio. We out. Bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bad